This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now, the girls' All-Star game has gone final here at Highland Community College. 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star basketball game. Going alongside Kernan Prophet, Justin Flew, Kurt Kilman, up Randy Sabin. Well, pretty dominant for Team Gold. Maybe winning it last year, but not the case here in 2026. Crendon, 66-46. Girls game going to the gold side. 21 points from Riley Dick, 15 from Kaylin Haney to lead this gold team to a victory here today.
Well, it's safe to say that the only bling out on the floor wasn't just the jacket over Stacey Jasper. It was also the representation of scoring in the defense there by Team Gold, Riley Dick, Kaylin Haney. Just doing a great job of a 1-2 punch combo. Guards getting the ball down the floor, dribble driving inside, but also being selfless, being able to get the ball to their teammates as well. You look at this entire team from the top down, they just had so many tremendous athletes that came through, rotated in and out, and you know, whether they scored in the first half or second half, you got contributions from a lot of different players here, and that's what made Gold Team very special. But also, you got to give a shout out to Team Navy too. There's just a lot of great players in that team, of course. Upper Webstein, who had a great game, and then also just a lot of Jackson Heights representation there for my alma mater. Chesney Cochran had a great night, multiple threes, over 10 points, so great to see that from her as well.
Yeah, Navy, again, you look at it, they were held to just 3 points in that second quarter. They were down to Gold 27-15 at the half. It was 39-31, the Gold advantage in the second half of play. Gold pretty much in control, and they put it on Team Navy as the girls' game again gone final. As Gold wins it today over Team Navy 66-46. All right, let's go through some of the numbers real quick. We mentioned Riley Dick, 21 points for Team Gold. She led all scores today. Kaylin Haney, the Silver Lake Eagle, adding 15 as well. And then pretty balanced outside of that. The Blue Valley Ram, Brendan Brockman, had 6 points. You had Natalie Stropman, the Axel Eagle, with 5 points here today. Also Caitlin Folsom, Moorhill Mouth Academy Raven, contributing with 5 points. Emma Vogel of Oskaloosa had 3 points. Perry LeCompton, Devin Aldrich, she had 4. Madison Martin of Atchison County, 4 points as well. And also 4 points from Kaya Downing, the Atchison Phoenix. Kenzie Nelson of Hiawatha had 1 point in the game as well for Team Gold as they get the win by 20. Well, you mentioned KP, Chesney Cochran, the Jackson Heights Cobra. 3 threes and 15 points to lead Navy in this one today.
Yeah, no, a very phenomenal game there for her. Good to see their representation by alma mater, Jackson Heights. Also, getting up in there was also Brent Chu from Team Navy. And they also have Tiplin on the other side, MSI. So, a trio from the Cobras. But, yeah, I love the representation for all the schools here and all the athletes. And, man, just what a fun 40th annual. For this to be a tradition that's continued year in and year out. And the coaches that have come here that have been at multiple times. And these athletes have definitely probably been here, at least seen it, not playing it because they have been seniors, but being able to watch it and then have an opportunity for their to wrap that bow on top of everything, man, what a great experience.
All right, the rest of the scoring for Team Navy, again, we mentioned Chesney Cochran with 15, the lone double-digit score for Team Navy here today. Troy Harper Wetstein, she had 7 in the contest, 6 points for Emmy Jo Wetstein representing Jonathan West. You had 4 points in the game from Nyla Duncan of Riverside, and then quite a few girls with 3 points or 2 points. You had 3 from Belle Smith of Donovan West, Corin Thompson out of Centralia, Bryn Shoup of Jackson Heights. And then 2 points to pop, Lauren Martin out of Onega, Abby Ringel, the Onega Buffalo as well, and Lily Tanking, the Holton Wildcat, 2 points as well. Well, we're in between games, maybe a little more non-traditional than the old high school broadcast as you were here. We're going to keep it kind of through this 20-minute or so break as we continue our coverage. We'll get some more interviews and obviously get you set for the boys' game. We've got some really good athletes. Crendon, I think we're in store for a good one. If last year's game is any indication, that went to a final of 111-105 in the boys' game. So we got a lot to dissect. Again, the girls' all-star game final as it's Team Gold getting the win over Navy 66-46. We'll continue our coverage after a timeout, or are we going to go down to Justin Fluke here in a moment. Let's keep it right here. Again, we're working on the fly here, so it's always a little bit different in a broadcast like this. I believe it's Brendan Brockman, the Blue Valley Ram, had a nice night here with 6 points in this victory.
Yeah, 6 points, Brendan Brockman of the Gold All-Stars. And tell me what it was like today competing in this game with other great seniors.
It was really fun. It's like fun competing against people that you played against, but also playing with people that you competed against. And it not being like a high-stake game, just like everybody else's last game was.
Well, you're on the winning team. What did you feel like was the success points for your girls' squad today?
It was really fun. I mean, it's always fun to win. So.
Tell me about being a Blue Valley Ram and what kind of stands out in your high school career overall as far as athletics.
Definitely this year's chemistry between the team. Like, we all played together really well, and it was a really fun season.
And your future college plans are?
Going to MATC to pursue a degree in nursing.
Excellent. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on the win, and you played well today.
Thank you.
That's Benjamin Brockman, Blue Valley Randolph. I might be able to get one or two more, but most of the girls, I think, are off the floor. Oh, here's one more from Hiawatha. I can talk to Addison. I think we visited with her during the volleyball all-star game this year. But, Addison, did your team win the volleyball all-star game here back in the late fall?
We actually tied. We both won two sets and then...
That's right. That's right. So you are on the winning team today here for basketball. Just tell me about the experience.
It was really fun to play for Stacey and Kelsey one more time and play with Kinsey. Then just playing with some Big East League players is fun because we always are going at it at each other.
Yeah, a lot of family ties on your team with two sisters, of course, and cousins. And I asked one of the DUS girls to tell me good stories about Perry, and they gave me at least one. Surely you have one good funny story about Coach Stacey Jasper you could share with us, right?
She definitely always talks about how we are undersized, but then we come into this game and we're bigger than them, and it was something we've never done before.
That's awesome. And tell us about your future plans, Addison.
I'm going to go to Fort Scott Community College to play volleyball.
Play volleyball. Had a great volleyball run and basketball season. I mean, have you had a chance to kind of look back at the big picture of how awesome it was and how much you enjoyed the Hiawatha Girls basketball season?
Yeah, it was really fun. I wish we would have been able to make state, but looking back, we made a lot of history, so it was fun.
No doubt you did. A lot to be proud of. Congrats and good luck.
Thank you.
That's Addison Williams of Hiawatha, another winner from the Gold All-Stars here today.
Appreciate it, Fluke. We continue on here between games. And, you know, going back, we heard Fluke talk to Addison Williams right there of Hiawatha. We've talked about, obviously, the success that they had. You know, Brynlyn Brockman, again, the 5'10 forward out of Blue Valley, you know the TBL as well as anybody, and following that throughout the year. Quietly a Blue Valley Rams team that won 17 games and took the state champs, Lynn, to a 4-point game in the sub-state championship game.
Yeah, Brynlyn Brockman, she's a great athlete. She's also got a pair of twin sisters who are sophomores who also are on the starting lineup. So she plays with two of her sisters, and her dad's also the team photographer, so she follows them around too. So, yeah, just a great family unit there up from Blue Valley, and they work very hard together. So I'm sure her sisters will miss her, but they'll be coming up in the juniors. But, man, yeah, Blue Valley, what a great year.
And then, obviously, you know, a team like Blue Valley, kind of similar to what Axel did, of course, making it. But how about the D2 championships? Both games being represented four teams out of the TBL.
Oh, yeah, absolutely phenomenal. Twin Valley League did a great job this year showing out and being really impressed, especially getting to the state championship games. I know when I was at Hanover and Axel, what a great environment that game just came down to the nitty-gritty the last 3 minutes. So I'll tell you what, Twin Valley League is one of the best tops we'll get in Northeast Kansas when it comes to teams across the board.
Again, we got about 15 or so minutes before the boys' all-star game. I think it's a good opportunity. We'll take a timeout here. We'll continue our conversation. Nope, we're going to go down to Fluke. Again, we're working on the fly here. Justin, I apologize, brother. We got another gold interview down there.
It's all right. I'm just trying to get as many athletes on the air as possible. Natalie's another one that we interviewed during the All-Salt volleyball game. She was here competing in the fall. So what was the basketball experience like for you here at Highland today, Natalie Stroffen?
Again, it was just really fun, you know, getting to play with a mix of other girls from other spaces and, you know, picking up bits and pieces of, you know, their offense and their defense and getting to mix it all together. It was really fun experience.
We've had an incredible career at Axel. What's going to stand out? What's some of your best memories of being an Axel Eagle athletic life?
Honestly, like, just hanging out with the girls outside of practice. You know, practice wasn't always the funnest, but the fact that we could make, you know, fun memories, you know, in the locker rooms and when we all went out to eat together and some of the other, like, team-building aspects are definitely going to be some key takeaways.
Is it a tough realization when the season comes to an end as a senior? Like, for example, now you're realizing that your basketball career is officially over. Is that hard to accept? Or are you excited about, you know, just what you accomplished in the next chapter?
It's very bittersweet, but I think I have a lot of good things coming for me, and I'm very excited to move on to the next chapter. And I still have a younger sister. I can come back and watch and kind of live vicariously through her.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to watching her, and best of luck. I know you're headed to K-State next year. Congrats on the win today.
Thank you.
That's Natalie Stroffman of Axel. I think that's probably all I'll get for the girls, so I'll let you guys wrap it up.
All right, there it is. Appreciate Natalie Stroffman once again, the Axel Eagle, as we kind of piggyback our conversation, myself, KP, about the CBL and just how successful it was, not just in girls basketball, for boys basketball as well. Again, in between games, 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games here at Highlands CC. Girls game gone final. Team Gold getting the win over Navy, 66-46. We'll step aside for a timeout. We'll kind of get you going with the boys game here in about 13 minutes or so. We'll kind of break down the rosters and get KP's thoughts on what we're going to see here in a boys game that last year scored north of 210 points. So we'll see if it's going to be kind of on tap for something like that here today. We'll continue our coverage from Highland Community College right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, L&L Construction. Quality is our priority.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Strong communities are built on trust, and trust starts local. Vendina State Bank proudly serves our neighbors with branches in Vendina, Denton, and at the Bank of Highland. Three hometown locations united under one umbrella with one purpose, helping our communities thrive. With deep roots, local leadership, and decisions made right here at home, Vendina State Bank is ready to serve your financial needs today and for generations to come. Vendina State Bank. Local people, local decisions, real community care. VendinaStateBank.com. Member FDIC.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
For more than 40 years, Taylor Seed Farms has been driving success for farmers with big-time results and small-town values. At Taylor, we back our words with action and excellence. Our corn and soybeans undergo thorough testing in your local environments for years before hitting the market, ensuring our research is serving you best. And we're proudly American-owned and family-run. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com/radio and explore hybrids and varieties tailored to your farm's needs.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Continuing our coverage here at Highland Community College, we got Brendan Proffitt, Brandon Tadman, we got Justin Fluke on the sideline doing a great job, player coaches and interviews, and of course, Captain Kurt Tillman, studio producer here on KNZA as we put kind of the finishing touches on the girls' final, of course, that all-star game going to Team Gold, 66-46, and now we kind of Brendan put our focus on the boys' game. As I mentioned, you know, before that timeout, last year's game in the boys' contest went to a final score of 111-105. Just like the girls' game, very good athletes, multi-sport, all-time great players, records across the board, recognition aplenty, what we're going to see in this boys' contest, just like the girls a little bit ago.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the same thing that you talked about in that girls' game. You got players here who have records at their school. They are going to put lasting impact, you know, there and propelling their career forward. You got a lot who are just like the girls are committed going on to that next level. And they have a lot of support here from family, from coaches as well. So I think, you know, we're going to see a similar thing from that first game. A lot of great play. And, you know, kind of taking what Terry Smith said in that first game on the girls, is, you know, I think if you get an open shot, you're going to take it. I think that's going to be pretty big here in that boys' game. I think
we're going to see a lot of Steph Curry 20-foot threes, I think. Maybe some alley-oop attempts and a little bit of everything here in the boys' game.
I think for these boys, you might want to give them that extra step when they want to drive that ball inside, because I think we're going to see a couple of those Euros, too.
Well, what's kind of your initial thoughts on the boys' lineups as we kind of look it up and down? Of course, we'll run through it as we get closer to tip-off, but let's start with the Navy side. You've got a trio of Hiawatha Redhawks, an Atchison Phoenix, Yogi Purdy. You've got a great Frankfurt Wildcat, Wes Anderson, boy, Ben DeBader. How fun was he to watch in St. Mary's postseason run, a third-place finish at the state tournament a couple weeks ago. You got one of the best football players we've seen in Drake Mellies, who's just a casual, very solid basketball player, and couple guys from Jefferson County North who had a 14-win turnaround this year. So a lot of size and a lot of good athletes. We'll get to gold in a moment, but the initial thoughts for Team Navy.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal team. I mean, just having three representing alone from Hiawatha on that boys' side, we just had an incredible season this year when they went 22-4. I mean, and they had their first title in 16 years. So I think for a team like Hiawatha, they bring a lot of representation here. You look also across the board, a lot of representation, and I like to see some, of course, Drake Miller's out of Jackson Heights, my alma mater, but also from the TVL,
know,
you got
perfect.
a couple as well here, with Ethan Sackle from Clifton Clyde. You also got Luke Nober from Clifton Clyde, but also Wes Anderson from Frankfurt, who's a phenomenal player. He threw for over 100 touchdowns in his career on the football side of things, but also look at basketball. He also scored over 1,000 points. Top passing quarterback in that small division, but also just on the basketball side, just an all-around great athlete.
And then on the gold side, you got a couple players from Oskaloosa. You got a duo from Troy, a duo from Lynn. Jonathan West has a couple of bodies here. You know, Axel, a couple of bodies here as well. So kind of the two for special on the gold side, but again, very good athletes across the board. Holton Wildcats represented as well.
I'll tell you what, the duos on the gold squad, I mean, those are really impressive. I mean, being able to have Eggman and Geiger work with each other, and then Peterson and Veach, they were a 2-1-punch combo. Dondor Fox, they were a 2-1-punch combo out from Holton. And then Shaughnessy and Schmitz, I mean, I got to cover that entire journey for X up to that state championship game. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the glory like they did last year, but they played all the way very hard at that very end. And two of those very special athletes, Shaughnessy and Schmitz, man, they were tough performers all year long. And, you know, I expect, you know, a lot of these duos on both sides to find a lot of chemistry. And not just rely just on each other, but on some of those other guys that they don't just play with if we go against.
Jason Tynan, of course, leading the Axe Illegals. He is the head coach of the Gold Squad here today. And then, of course, the Navy Squad is under Hiawatha head coach Brady Jasper. It appears, I think, speaking of coach Brady Jasper, Justin's on the sideline gearing up for him leading the Navy squad here today.
Yep, down here with coach Brady Jasper. And before we dive into the All-Star festivities, let's go back. And I'm sure the sting hasn't probably worn off, but hopefully you've had a chance to reflect on the magical season that you had with the Hiawatha boys. And I feel like you kind of got robbed, obviously, with an injury, but just go back and tell us about, you know, the season it was and all that you guys accomplished here with the Redhawks.
Oh, yeah, we're really, really proud of the way our kids played. We had an excellent season, 22-4, and got beat in the sub-state championship game. And you're right, the sting of the way the season ends is certainly there for us. It's always there for any team that doesn't make it as far as they wanted to. But it takes some time, a week or so passes by, and you realize that you can reflect on the entire season and not just the way it ended. And our guys got a lot to be proud of. Three of them are here today and getting to play one more time together, and so it's going to be fun.
Yeah, just going to ask you about that. That's great that you have three different seniors that you're representing today as well, and that you get to coach them. So it says a lot about your program, and sure excited to coach them again.
Yeah, it'd be good to have them out there. And just a real good collection of local talent here, and a lot of guys that are very capable of doing good things out here. So it's going to be fun to watch, I think. Yeah.
Give us the inside scoop. What did you accomplish during your one-hour practice, and what's the game plan here?
Well, we kind of had to learn who everybody was and let these guys introduce themselves to each other, and then just kind of let them play a little bit, you know, to shake the nerves and get up and down the court and just see where different pieces might fit in. So it's kind of hard to play together if you don't know anybody or know how they play. So at least we did that for a half hour or so.
Well, when we looked at the rosters and broke them down, we told your wife, Stacy, that we thought she had a nice little advantage in the gold game, and she proved us to be right. we feel like your team has a pretty stacked advantage in this game. And so not only is that a little pressure for you, but I don't know if you want to go home with your wife winning the All-Star game and you not, Coach.
Well, I mean, it's been settled a long time ago that she's the best coach in the household is. And the Bruce team does have a nice collection of talent. That's why they put me down here to kind of see if I can mess it up, take it away from it a little bit, and even things out. I don't know. But you never know how this goes when these guys start going up and down. And it's interesting to see how they all kind of fit in.
Should be fun. Enjoy it, man.
Yeah, thanks.
Brady Jasper, head coach of the Navy All-Stars. We'll go catch Jason Tynan here in a bit.
All right, appreciate that. It's always fun to get the head coach perspective. Brady Jasper leading the Navy squad. Of course, Coach Tynan, I should say, of course, a small school that has big results from time to time. That's the Axe Illegals. Jason Tynan, the head coach of the Gold Squad today.
Yep, I'm here with Coach Jason Tynan. And, Coach, congratulations, just like all the players. I know it's nice to be selected. It means that you and your team and your program are doing good things, so that's going to be kind of fun to be here and coach the All-Star game today.
Yeah, it's good to coach a couple of my players. Paul and Landon have done a lot for our program over the last 4 years, so got to kind of get one more last hurrah with them and keep them in a great town in Northeast Kansas.
Heck of a run again this year, Coach, on the basketball court, and everybody talks about how great the TBL is every year in every sport, but what a way to showcase it this year with the girls and guys having TBL state championship games. That's just remarkable.
Yeah, it's a great experience. I mean, we wish we were on the other side of the win column there, but, it's good for our league to see that, and I think that, all year long, every time we played Hanover, had a state championship kind of feel atmosphere, and so we kind of knew that going into it, and I think the girls' game, the girls' league is a little tougher right now than the boys' side. And I think, every game they have is a state tournament game for them, and that girls' league is so tough. So hopefully the boys can get back there. Usually kind of goes in cycles, but it's up and coming.
A lot of outsiders, from across the whole state have just admired, I think, the Axel program the last few years and the run they've been in, whether it was football or track, winning the state basketball title, of course, last year as well. So what's it like as an insider of Axel? Have you been able to just enjoy these moments and the success that has come to your school and the recognition you've got along with it?
I'm kind of like the Tom Izzo kind of mindset there. You're never satisfied. When you look back a little bit, I did take some time after season, and you look back the last 4 years, and it's been a great run. And the thing is now, I think, after this fall, like our juniors coming up, they're a little bit more excited, a little bit more ready not to let that tradition go away. And so it's great to have that success, but it's good to stay hungry all the time, too.
Final thought, what's your thoughts on the game today? What are you looking forward to most? What are you kind of expecting here?
Last year I came to this game and kind of got a little sloppy, so I'm glad that Coach Jasper said the same thing I said to the boys. Like, we're going to go compete, play hard, showcase the talent of that group, and I just kind of messed around. And so they were pretty good in practice, so I'm anxious to see them sit up down the court and kind of light up the scoreboard.
Have fun, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Jason Tynan of the Axel Eagles and coaching the Gold All-Stars here today.
I appreciate that, KP. So we've heard from both head coaches. A little more, I don't want to say serious, but you kind of get a sense of both coaches. And it's like, well, yeah, we're here to have fun. We want to showcase the great talent. But, I think both coaches quietly probably want to win this game.
Well, yeah, it's going to be definitely interesting. You guys mentioned that, cleaning up that sloppiness. Both coaches kind of agreeing on that. So I think both coaches want to up that intensity. So whether that means we're going to break 100 on both sides or we're going to see a more of a 70-60 kind of game, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how both these teams even out.
We'll take a quick timeout. We're going to introduce the players, get you the starters. The opening tip-off is right around the corner. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Nick from Citizen State Bank. Spring has almost arrived, and it's time for farmers to start thinking about planting season. You may need to get the tractor serviced for the field, or maybe it's time to purchase a new one. We are the bank to visit. We offer an ag line of credit and many kinds of ag loans. Randy, Dell, or Luke would be happy to visit with you in their office or at your farm. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection. Online at rainbowtel.com.
When it comes to taking care of your vehicle, Carl's Body Shop in Hiawatha has always been the name you can trust, serving the area for generations with quality you can see. And today's vehicles are smarter than ever, which is why Carl's now offers Carl's Calibration, a professional on-site service to precisely recalibrate windshield cameras, lane departure systems, adaptive cruise sensors, and more. If you're replacing a windshield or repairing body damage, Carl's Body Shop handles everything in one stop. Carl's Body Shop and Carl's Calibration in Hiawatha. Precision, protection, and peace of mind.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games continuing here today at Highland Community College along with Zach KP, Crendon Prophet, Justin Fluke, Captain Kirk Hillman. I'm Brandon Sabin, getting ready for the boys' game here today. Again, if you're just joining us, girls' final, it was team goal defeating Navy. That final score was 66-46, but we're getting up close to the start of the boys' all-star game here today. Let's go through the lineups. We'll start with Team Navy, KP, in the starting five. They will go Coach Jasper, the trio of Hiawatha Redhawks, Ethan Morton, Lane Kessler, Michael Jensen. Joining those three in the starting five for Navy, Yogi Purdy out of Atchison, and one of the best three-point shooters we have seen in this area, Ben DeVader out of St. Mary. So Morton, Kessler, Jensen, Purdy, and DeVader starting five for Team Navy.
Yeah, and a great starting five indeed, including the trio from Hiawatha. Again, a team that went 22-4 this year and won a first league title there in 16 years. So again, what an incredible unit, and they're going to come out and play today.
The reserves for Team Navy coming off the bench. You got Colin Carney of Valley Fall, the Ethan Sacco of Clifton Clyde, Riverside's Tyzel Harrington. You got Wes Anderson out of Frankfurt. Drake Melly's representing Jackson Heights. Nate Layton out of Pleasant Ridge, a duo from Jeff County North, Chance Jenkins and Isaac Laird, and also representing Clifton Clyde, Luke Nobert, the 6'1 forward. Starting five for Team Gold and head coach Jason Simon, Zach Hilchin of Lynn, the 6'2 guard. You also got Henry Geiger representing Troy. Coulter Peterson, starting point guard for Donovan West. Colin Shaughnessy, the Axe Illegal. And Caden Kessinger, the 6'4 forward from the Oskaloosa Bears. So Hilchin, Geiger, Peterson, Shaughnessy, and Kessinger.
I like the blend that Jason Simon chose to start. No duos here. Everyone who just hasn't played each other yet. You know, you got from Lynn, Detroit, D. West, Axel, and us, the only starting lineup here for Gold. So let's see how that kind of fed in that representation there and see how they can kind of blend and start this game together.
The other players coming off the bench today for Team Gold, Hunter Miller of Oskaloosa, Hayes Hall of Blue Valley Randolph, Hunter Ingeman of Troy, Justin Beach of Donovan West, Landon Schmitz of Axel, Tara Fulton Wildcats, Carrick DeDonder and Corbin Fox, and Noah Salman of Lynn. Rounding out the reserves for Team Gold. Again, it was 111-105 this game last season. And the boys' all-star game underway. Team Gold the opening possession with the Lynn Bulldog. That is Zach Hilchin up top with it. Gets it right back from the free throw line. 40-foot three. That one off the front rim. Gold fighting for the rebound. Corralled by Kessinger, the Oskaloosa Bear. Now Geiger lost it in the lane, and Team Navy coming away with a steal. Here's Michael Jensen, the Hiawatha Redhawk, up to his teammate in Lane Kessler. He'll spin in the lane, had it knocked away, gathers on the block, kicks it back up top to Michael Jensen and Hiawatha. Just getting going, no score, first possession on offense for Team Navy in this boys' all-star game here today. Here's Jensen wanting a ball screen, working right of it from Yogi Purdy. Now Purdy, the Atchison Phoenix, backing down to the rack, using strength, puts it up and in for two. It's the Atchison Phoenix. Yogi Purdy getting the first bucket for Team Navy.
He uses his body to put some dominance down low there and get down low. He's a commit to go play baseball at Coffeyville, but man, losing some all that basketball strength there on the floor.
Yeah, he's a multi-time All-State selection in baseball and going to Coffeyville to swing the stick there. There's a missed shot. Turn around by Geiger, and Team Navy clearing it away with a 2-0 lead. Here is Ethan Morton, the Hiawatha Redhawk. Picks it up at the left elbow. Gets it back right side on the wing. Ben DeVader, nice bounce pass, and then losing it and then throwing it away to the near side. It's going to be out of bounds on that sideline over there. And fortunate for Team Navy to keep the possession here down 2-0, or I should say up 2-0, thanks to a bucket by Yogi Purdy. Here's Purdy, free throw line. Perhaps a pass high left. Here's Ben DeVader from downtown. He wedges it up against the backboard and the rim. Turns into a jump ball, but... Man, Ben DeVader, I had the privilege of covering that St. Mary's run to a third-place finish in state. Their third-place matchup with Colgan went into double overtime, and DeVader had 31 points in that game and 7 threes. Just a wild game over there in Emporia a couple of weeks ago. The Navy, they actually changed the possession. Navy, the 2-0 lead, they still have it. 14 on the shot clock. Here's Ethan Morton. Pull up from the free-throw line. Hits a little heavy off the heel. And tips out to the perimeter. Purdy fires the three. That one not there. And now Gold clears it away with Troy Henry Geiger. Into the front court. Here's Coulter Peterson, the Jonathan West Mustang, and being hounded by Ben DeVader. And it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here with Team Gold. Now 2 minutes in, maybe a 2-0 lead thanks to a bucket by Yogi Purdy. Well, again, it's going to be hard to kind of see 216 combined points in this game like we did last year. We'll see, but a little bit slow to start. Navy getting a stop. Here's a pull-up three in transition. It's Michael Jensen, the Hiawatha Redhawk.
Man, that was a lot of confidence there. He went up to that line, just no good reaction. Just quickly up to take the shot.
Set the school record for threes in a game with 7 this season. Here's an answer try missed by Colin Shaughnessy. And then Lane Kessler playing defense down low. Geiger got a decent look with one hand. That one is short. Kessler clearing the third opportunity there away for Navy, who's now to a 5-0 lead. Kessler setting the screen for Morton. They go under it. He fires a three, grazed the rim short, out of bounds to Team Gold. See the Redhawks working together here, and boy, you just feel for that Redhawks boys basketball team, man. If they don't lose Braylon Siebenmorgen, I think before that sub-state championship game, we would have potentially seen the Redhawks on a run in the state tournament, but just unfortunate how it ended in that sub-state title game to Heritage Christian. Gold down 5-0 on the possession here. Here's Geiger left wing being guarded by Purdy. Kicks it back out on the perimeter, knocks away on the left wing. And now a contested three right there is short. Rebound Michael Jensen for Team Navy. So 3-plus minutes in. Here's a post-touch for Kessler. Right back out to Purdy, a fadeaway three. That caught nothing but air. And here comes Gold in transition with Geiger near side. Little hesitation move on to Vader. Knocked out of bounds. And Vader thought it was last touch by Geiger. It'll stay here. So with Team Gold down 5-0. The first two subs in for Team Navy. Head coach Brady Jasper believed that's Isaac Laird. Of course, he's the only one listed at 6'9 in the program. We'll talk about JCN. Of course, Corey Knoll, the head coach of the Chargers. They just had a 14-win improvement this year. They won 18 games after just 4 the previous year. So a couple Chargers getting in the mix here. Here's Geiger left wing trying to get Gold on the board. Can't do so. Offensive rebound, though, corralled by Kessinger. Another opportunity for Gold from downtown. That one not there. Yogi Purdy clears it away for Team Navy. Still a 5-0 advantage for Navy about 4 minutes in.
So Purdy's been using all 6'3" as a forward there to pose his will on both those boards.
Purdy sets the screen, going right of it. Chance Jenkins, the JCN Charger, now to Vader. They go under the screen. He'll fire a three. Nearly got the touch. Tips around into Geiger's hands, and now we get a whistle and a foul. A lead going against Isaac Laird, and it appears Gold going with the line change with a fresh new five. Landon Schmidt's on the floor. New Dustin Beach as well. The Jonathan West Mustang, Corbin Fox representing the Holton Wildcats. So 4 minutes in, it's a 5-0 start here for Team Navy. Gold trying to get on the board. First touch here, Corbin Fox. He'll pull up in the lane. Does he get the first two? He does so. The Holton Wildcats average nearly 13 a game for the Cats this season. Gets Gold on the board. It's 5-2. Into Vader back with it. They go inside. It is Isaac Laird who is fouled underneath. Free throws coming. All at 6-9 for JCN. The free throws coming for Team Navy. And it looks like we got our first interview down there on the Navy side. Lane Kessler from Hiawatha joining us.
I thought we'd grab this big guy here as he helped get his team off to a little bit of a quick start. So, Lane, what's it been like getting back on the basketball court and playing with some all-stars today?
Oh, it's been pretty fun. I enjoy hanging out with these guys. We've met most of them, but it's been fun.
At least you have a couple of teammates to play with today, and I have Josh to kind of familiar with.
That has to help. Yeah. I think having Brady, he deserves to be here, I think, yeah.
Awesome. What about the season that you guys had? Tell me about, I know you missed a player, and you would have loved to have a different chance for that last game, but have you had a chance to kind of just look back at the season as a whole and what you guys accomplished?
Yeah, we had a meeting with the team. We're all a little bummed. We could have went to state, I think, but things happen, and you deal with it.
Have a favorite game or a favorite moment during the season that really stands out? Or at what point did you guys start realizing what kind of a year it could be?
I just enjoyed hanging out with everybody and just trying to take it all in. And my last year basketball, so enjoy it all game.
So today's kind of your last chance on the basketball court, at least in maybe a competitive setting. So anything you're hoping to accomplish? Are you hoping to dunk one today? Anything?
So make a couple threes. Didn't get to do
that. That's everybody's goal, right? Make a couple threes and dunk one?
Hopefully.
All right. Good luck, Lane.
Thank you.
That's Lane Kessler of Hiawatha, guys.
Appreciate it very much. We'll have more interviews throughout. This we're about 5 minutes in. Gold getting a bucket from Axel's Landon Schmitz just a moment ago. Noah Thalman just tried to throw one down for Lynn. Got blocked by Isaac Laird, but Thalman shooting free throws, and he goes 1-for-2 representing Lynn. And it's now a 6-5 lead right now for Team Gold. Or I should say it is Navy with the lead. There's a missed shot. Rebound for Gold. Thalman pulls it down. And here's Corbin Fox into the front court looking for Schmidt there on the right wing. It goes out of bounds. Kaisel Harrington for Riverside is also in the game for Navy. Greg Mellies has checked in for Navy as well, representing Jackson Heights. So both teams switching around a touch. We're just over 5 minutes in. 6-5 is our score with Navy leading it. Here's a drive, knocked away. Good defense, Dustin Beach on the drive. And now here comes Mellies for Navy over to Harrington in the left corner, and he steps out of bounds. It'll go back to Team Gold. So a little bit slow of a start for Team Gold, but coming back, and right now a one-point lead. Get to Justin here in just a sec. Got another Navy interview down on the sideline here. Gold with the possession, trailing by one, 6-5. Here's a hard move in the lane. Good defense there by Laird. Batted around, and we get a whistle and a foul. One of the best sharpshooters, not only in the Big East, but in the state, Ben DeVader. What a run he had in the postseason for St. Mary's.
Yeah, I'm here with him now on the Navy All-Star bench, Ben DeVader. And Ben, got up there on the court briefly. I know you got a lot more to look forward to today, but what's the experience like? What does it mean to be selected to play in this game?
Oh, I'm so grateful for the opportunity. It's great that not many high schoolers could play another game, and I'm just so grateful for it.
Any things you're hoping to accomplish here today? I mean, you got to knock down at least four threes, or you're such a great three-point shooter.
I'm trying to get my teammates involved, myself involved, and I'm trying to get this dub.
You did that so well for St. Mary's this season. Tell me about the run to third place at the state tournament. Obviously, you had a 31-point game at state. It had to be a great ride for you and your Bear team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't want to just take all the credit for myself. It was always team chemistry, team work ethic. Everybody was staying in the gym. It was everybody's decision. Everybody wanted to lock in, get ready for it, and everybody did. During practices, we didn't have a single bad practice. It all just went well.
How great, though, to go out on a win to kind of culminate your senior season on the big stage and win that final game. Had to feel really good.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Not many teams, two teams in each division get to end on a win, and we were one of them. So that's just so great for the opportunity and what happened.
So last question for you. What did you think when you kind of saw the roster, some of the guys you'd be playing with? Obviously, you know a lot of these guys. You played against them, but what were your thoughts coming into the game today?
Oh, yeah, all of them are great players. I knew I was going to get a great look, great opportunity to showcase my talents and let everybody showcase their talents. And just a great team, teamwork, and I played against a bunch of these dudes, played with them, and it's been great.
And remind us your future plans?
Currently undecided, but right now I'm looking at MCC right now. That's
Well, I think you'll be a great addition to any basketball team, so good luck, man. I hope you find a good home and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you so much.
That's been the Vader of St. Mary's, guys. Back to you.
I appreciate it very much. Getting a little bit more action from Team Gold. Hunter Engelman of Troy gets a basket underneath, a 9-8 score right now in favor of Team Gold. Again, you know, just hearing from Ben DeVader a moment ago, is driving and finishing. Drake Nellies for Team Navy. 10-9, alternating leads here. Gold right back up the floor, and a foul at the rim going against Isaac Laird. As free throws coming here for Gold, we've seen a couple of buckets by Axtell's Landon Schmitz, and Bauman going back to the line here for Lynn. He's been there already, going to be his fifth and sixth attempts here already, so he's attacking the rack, and not giving away easy buckets on either side here today.
No, and I'll tell you what, you know, some of the easiest shots you can take is when you're an inch away from the basket, and, you know, both these teams, they're driving hard to the rim. I mean, for example, Landon Schmitz, during an interview we had with the interview with DeVader, Landon Schmitz, he came in with another layup. He's already had two here in this first half, so I think both teams, you know, shots not open, drive to the basket, get that ball inside.
Second free throw by Thalman. He misses both. He's just 1-for-6, but he chases down his own miss on the left wing, and another opportunity here for Gold. As, again, they are trailing this game 10-9. Here's a drive from the left corner. Tipped up and in. No, it rattles out. Gold, another opportunity. Second, third chance. Beg your pardon. It's Thalman again. He finally finishes, and they give him an and one. And Bulldogs representing strong here in this opening quarter. 11-10 our score. Gold retakes the lead. 3 points for Thalman. 6-5 forward, representing the TVL. Of course, the Lynn girls state champs here in 25-26. He gets this free throw to go. He's got 4 points here in the early going.
It's important to note that Lynn's a great team, and they could have also made a postseason run, but unfortunately they ran into the Axtell Eagles in the sub-state championship. And that was still a great one all the way down to the end. It's 77-52.
Here's Nate Layton into the game, a Pleasant Ridge Ram for Team Navy. And working inside, drawing a foul here was Luke Nobert, the Clifton Clyde Eagle. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
I love to see how much pain play we have here in this first half. Both teams just getting aggressive, going inside, whether it's just a lane drive or just passing off your teammate down under the block. It's great work.
Nobert's first free throw at the line here. His first one's going to miss off the right rim. No good. Let's go back down to Justin on the Navy sideline.
Hey, I'm here with Chance Jenkins, who, like most of these guys, is a whole lot taller than me. But Chance had a chance to get out on the court earlier. Tell me what it was like to be in this All-Star game and selected player.
It was definitely fast and physical. Yeah.
You guys were having fun. It looked like the whole pregame just was kind of a dunk contest. Was that the goal? Or?
Kind of. And just a bit shocked up.
What about the game today? What are you most looking forward to here the rest of this time on the court with these guys?
Just having fun and playing fast.
You had a great career at JCN. I think broke a record, at least a single-game record. And what are some of your favorite highlights or memories of being a Charger?
Definitely breaking that school record and then just going to state my sophomore year. That was definitely fun.
And tell us about your future plans, Chance.
I'm planning to be a electrician.
You know where you're going?
Apprenticeship program.
Very nice. Well, enjoy the rest of the day. Congrats on a great Charger career.
All right, thank you.
That's Chance Jenkins, guys. I don't think these guys are quite as talkative as the girls are. I'm just saying.
That's fair. Chance Jenkins representing JCN. There's a gold bucket, hard-earned inside. I believe that was Hunter Engelman for two, who's got four. And, you know, talking about JCN, they had a 14-win improvement, won 18 games this year. And that record that Chance broke for JCN, most threes in a game. He hit 9 in their win against NEK. Right now the gold lead is 14-11, 9 minutes into the game. An immediate stoppage here momentarily. Tough pull-up from the right baseline, short by Carrick DeDonder of Holton, and Navy working it back right to left. Right side pass into the corner it goes. Here's a baseline drive cut off. Good defense by Engelman. Now Tyzel Harrington, a corner three. That one halfway down and out. And here comes Gold with a four-point lead. Out to the halfway point here in the first half. Landon Schmitz on a drive. They kick it back out to the perimeter with Engelman. Engelman going in straight away, scoops it up, couldn't get it to go, and the Troy Trojan going to the line to shoot a pair.
Yeah, just like I reiterated a couple times before, Gold team doing great, just driving the ball inside, looking for those lane drives, and man, they've been going up strong with it.
Looks like we got our first media timeout, so we'll step aside. Boys All-Star game here at Highland. We got 10:32 to go in the first half. Right now it's Team Gold leading Navy 14-11. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Coming out the first media timeout here on KNZA. It is right now boys all-star game at Highland. 10:32 to go first half. Gold leading Navy 14-11. Colin Carney, Valley Falls Dragon. Dragon's baseball team off to a good start, but a tremendous basketball career. Justin is with Colin Carney.
Yeah, we'll talk baseball in a minute, but let's talk a little basketball. What's it mean? What are you looking forward to about being out on the basketball court one more time with a bunch of other good seniors today?
Man, I'm just looking to have fun, you know. I'm not really trying to do a whole bunch of all I can do, but I just want to have fun and be out here with all my guys. It's fun, yeah.
Great career. I think my biggest memory from broadcasting you, maybe at the state tournament a couple of years ago, was just how phenomenal of a rebounder you are. Not one of the tallest guys out there, but just always scrappy. Tell me, how would you kind of describe your play on the basketball court?
I'd say I'm just a scrappy person, like you said. I don't really try to play make too much. I just want to do things for the team, you know.
You've had a great run in baseball, of course, as well. Great pitcher, great player all the way around. So we're probably excited about this spring. Off to a good start.
Yeah, we're doing really good. We're 4-0 right now. We're looking really good, really solid. I think we can make it back to the state tournament.
So you've had state tournament appearances in basketball and baseball. Like, tell me about maybe one of your favorite memories of being a Dragon overall.
Oh, winning against Medicine Lodge last year, because we lost to them the year before. So that was awesome to beat. We needed their revenge.
You tell us about your college plan.
I plan on going to a technical school in Manhattan. Yep. Yeah.
And we look forward to watching you this high school baseball season, but sure, hopefully the Valley Falls team can make another run back at state. So.
Thank you.
That's Colin Carney of the Dragons, guys. Back up to you.
Yeah, talk about another sensational athlete. As we're kind of going back and forth, this one tipped up and in for Team Gold. I think it might be Geiger who gets the credit for that bucket. As right now, the Gold lead is 19-14 as we continue on here. 9:40 and counting, first half of play. Nate Layton of Pleasant Ridge, who just hit a three a moment ago for Navy, tried again, unable to knock that one down. But here's Ethan Morton, a little left-handed scoop shot through traffic, couldn't get it to go. Couple ops, unable to go for Navy. Here's Gold back into the front court. Here's a three left wing, and the bank is open for Team Gold. And Dustin Beach just got to put the grin on and says, all right, we'll take it. As Team Gold opens up an 8-point lead here with 9:10 to go in the first half.
Yeah, and VT is a tremendous 3-point shooter. I remember back in the TDL tournaments, in that incredible first round game, he actually had come out early, kind of chipped his nose a little bit, but came back in with a new jersey in the second half, hit three threes to beat Blue Valley Randolph, and gets the Dawson West boys to their first Final Four appearance in the TBL tournament since, I believe, 2018. So just an incredible job by him.
Well, speaking of Dustin Beach, again, you know, we've seen him, of course, with Doniphan County Legion Baseball, and he steals bases better than about anybody.
Oh, my gosh. He's just a tremendous athlete. Basketball, get out.
Gold with the basketball, leading by eight. Of course, the girls' final went to Team Gold earlier. There's a block shot on the perimeter, but now a corner three left side missed by Beach. Had another opportunity, unable to go. And here's Chance Jenkins for JCN for Team Navy. Gets it off to Michael Jensen. Works in the lane. Gets all the way. Banks it in for two.
Hopefully, I could go back and give a shout-out there to, again, that incredible athlete and Colin Carney's coach, Caleb Gatzmeyer. He's here. Saw that post on Facebook. That
got the freshest two, always, and always well-dressed on the sideline, Coach Gatz. And Valley Falls had a great run, of course, losing in the sub-state tournament to St. Mary's. As heard from Ben DeVader a little while ago. There's a bump on the perimeter. They get Jensen with the drive by Corbin Fox. So big east on that one. As we got 8:09 to go first half, 22-16, the Gold lead. And They're going to get free throws here. It appears to be so, as we are past the numbers. So it is a 1-1 here for Corbin Fox. So 4 points for Fox here. He was honorable mention in the Big East this year, averaging north of 12 a game, and he knocks down the first. And nice bright spot for Gold. He's got five already here in the first half.
And I'll mention from the league this year from the Big East, also a junior, averaged 9 points a game. Of course, a senior this year, 12 points, just a nice step up and a good way to put a bow on his career.
Smooth shot from the free throw line. He goes 2-for-2, and it's back to 8 for the Gold lead at 24-16, just north of 8 minutes and counting. In this first half, again, great crowd here at Highland CC today, representing both the girls and the boys. As Team Navy right now will have the ball underneath, 22 on the shot clock. Coach Tynan in Gold going to make a three-piece here. Is get it back down to Justin here in just a sec. Actually, let's just give it to Justin right now. We got another Navy interview on the sideline here.
I'm here with Wes Anderson of Frankfort, another senior that's had a phenomenal career in a lot of different sports, but you're an all-star on the basketball court today. So what does that mean to you to represent Frankfort and get to play another hoop game here, Wes?
It's an honor to be out here with all these fantastic players. You know, it's awesome to play with players of this caliber. You don't have to carry too much of the load. You just go play and have fun and, you know, let the just fall where they may. But, yeah, it's a great team. We've had a lot of fun today.
Of course, in the Twin Valley League, you're used to always having really, really good competition. And, of course, you probably know quite a few of these guys out here as well.
Yep. It's nice seeing a lot of guys from the TVL here, and it's fun competing against them for one last time.
Well, I think it'd be cool, you know, TVL is traditionally like 1A schools, but you're playing against some 3A, 4A, a lot bigger schools as you do during the regular season. And it can hold your own. It has to be a vote of confidence and encouragement.
Yeah, for sure. It's nice letting the state know that 1A schools can compete with just about anybody. You know, we play in a really tough league, and we're very proud of that.
Well, you competed with about anybody, setting some records with the way that you threw the football as a quarterback at Frankfort the last 4 years. What was your favorite sport, or what was maybe some of your favorite memories being a Wildcat?
Football is probably my favorite sport, and my dad got to coach me, and that was obviously very special, you know. Sharing all those great memories with him, that's something we'll cherish for our lives, so that was nice.
That's awesome. And then tell us your future plans.
I'm going to head to Bethany College and major in accounting and play football next year.
Excellent. Can't wait to watch you. So best of luck with that. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That's Wes Anderson of Frankfort on the Navy All-Star sideline, guys.
Yeah, you know, a tremendous athlete and obviously a very solid basketball player, but as good of a quarterback as we have seen statistically, not just 8-man. I mean, across the state last 2 years, he was one of the top passing quarterbacks in the state.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal player. And actually going back to Frankfort this season, their season ended in a quarterfinal round against Centralia, but it went into overtime. Wes Anderson, he was fouled at half court throwing the ball for a three-pointer. He was fouled, and the impressive thing is he went 3-for-3 at the free throw line to send the game into overtime. So his ability to have patience, discipline, he is just an incredible player when it comes to just having all those great traits that you want. So as he goes on to Bethany College, he's going to be a great athlete. He's going to flourish very well, especially as he moves on to that next level.
Another TVL body getting involved for Gold. Zach Hilton of Lynn just hit a straightaway three. The Gold lead is 27-19. During that interview we just heard a moment ago, Michael Jensen got an and one for Team Navy. He's on the work right now. He'll get to the rim. He'll miss a shot up close. Here's Geiger for Troy, representing Gold. Up to Shaughnessy for three. It's off the heel. Geiger flying in. He puts it up and in off the net. Geiger averaged over 10 rebounds a game this season for Troy. Was named third-team All-State yesterday by Keisha Covert. Averaged over 16 points a contest as well. The Gold lead is up to 10. Here's Morton on a drive. Could finagle it in there from the left block, and it's tipped underneath. And Gold, the momentum with a 10-point lead, working it back into the front court from left to right. Gold hands it off here. Zach Hilton in the corner and getting it right back, Coulter Peterson. Here's Geiger, left corner. On the back down, Ben DeVader. Straight away it goes. Hilton one again. He'll get one to Geiger in the right corner. A little two-man game, back up top, going to work. Kassinger from Oskaloosa had it knocked away. It'll be Gold basketball, just 4 seconds on the shot clock. I mean, possessions go so quick, you kind of almost forget that we are using the shot clock here today.
Yeah, and this is going to be a quick play that they're going to have to throw inside and get just a quick shot to go up there and maybe try to fight for a rebound.
All right, so again, they get it in, 3 seconds on the shot clock here. They're going to get it up in time. It's a desperation three. It nearly went in for Coulter Peterson. Here's Navy up the floor with Drake Mellies of Jackson Heights. to Vader. 40-foot-3, a little bit short from the right wing. Here comes Gold pushing the tempo. 29-19, pulling up. Colin Shaughnessy can't get that one to go. Second chance up close is no good for Gold. And finally, Drake Melly's clearing it away. Well, we talked about Wes Anderson, how good he was in football. He could say the same for Drake Melly's for Jackson Heights, who gets one off the dish inside. Nearly got it to go, but out of bounds. Remember, Drake Melly's, in a game in October against Onega, had 501 total yards of offense, set a school record with 334 rushing yards.
Yeah, he's an incredible athlete, whether you want to talk basketball, football, baseball, and then also track, dual sporting here this season. Man, he is just an incredible athlete overall, and definitely as he moves on to his next level.
There's a pull-up three for Team Navy left wing, delivered by Michael Jensen, who's got 10 here in the first half to lead all scores. It's a seven-point game, and then right back up the floor, reverse layup. Colin Shaughnessy, the athleticism showing for the Axel Eagles at 31-22. Drake Melly's on the attack. He'll get to the rim. He'll get one up. Nearly got an and one, but he'll shoot two. Drake Melly's aggressive there.
Yeah, Melly's has always had that good footwork. He's going to start since his freshman year. Back when I started the coverage at my junior year as a freshman. So, you know, I've seen the kid play for a really long time, and he's been a great athlete every single year he's played. He's always been very consistent with his ability to score, then also get the ball to his teammates. And that's another thing. He's a very unselfish teammate, being able to get the ball to his guys on the floor. That's always been a big attribute he has.
Drake Melly's committed to play football at Doan University in Crete, Nebraska. Missed the first free throw here. Both teams with a nice line change.
He's going there to be a cornerback. I know, you know, during the football season, he's both a quarterback and also a cornerback, and then also he's a great special teams player as well. So his abilities on the football field, he can do quite a lot.
I think Justin's got the Hiawatha Redhawk, who broke the school record for threes in a game this season against Jeff West. He's down there with Michael Jensen.
Yeah, and then this game, Michael Jensen, you mentioned, has 10 points already. So, man, what a good start for you. Feeling good out there today, huh, Michael?
Oh, I'm feeling great, man. Usually not feeling that great. I got a pulled hamstring right now, but powering through in it, just getting buckets.
What an awesome season you and your guys had for Hiawatha. You got two other senior buddies here playing in this game with you today. But just tell me, you know, how much you enjoyed that season and what made it so special this year.
Oh, man, I loved it. I mean, we all came together. We had one goal in mind. Obviously, we didn't make the goal. Our goal was to make it to state. We had a very unfortunate injury at the end of the season, but, I mean, it was very memorable, and we loved every bit of it.
Well, as you mentioned, it was kind of a sour taste. I feel like you guys got robbed a bit, but it seems like you came out here with a mission today. You excited for one more chance on the basketball court?
Right. Man, I want it. You know, I don't like losing. I'm a very competitive person, so definitely I want to win.
Awesome. Well, tell us your future plans.
Future plans right now. Hopefully just going into HVAC right now. Hopefully maybe there's a 2-year offer for baseball.
Okay.
But if that doesn't happen, then I'll just take the work.
You bet. Well, good luck with the baseball season coming up in high school, and stay hot here today on the court.
Thank you.
That's Michael Jensen of Hiawatha, guys.
I appreciate it very much. Right back into the action. A 10-point lead for Gold. Missing one up close. Hunter Miller of Oskaloosa. Here's Melly's for Navy into the front court. Gets it off to Yogi Purdy. Back door. Harrington. That's Tyzel missing a bunny up close for Riverside. And Gold dodging a bullet there with about 4 minutes left in the half. Gold leading by 10. You heard from Michael Jensen again just a moment ago. You definitely heard the competitive side of him out here saying, I don't like to lose. I'm just trying to get out here and get buckets despite a pulled hammy. Here's Navy in transition off a miss. That one's rejected at the rim, but they're going to call it a goaltending. I believe that was Salmon of Lynn who pinned it up against the glass, but 2 points. It's going to be Novert who gets credit for that basket. The Clifton Clyde Eagles got three. 33-25 Team Gold.
Yeah, I kind of said it a lot of times here. Both these teams playing very aggressive. We're more competitive than it was last year in the terms that it's not just open lanes. These are closed lanes. And, man, these guys are driving in hard, using their body to fight through that contact and finish.
Missed shot there for Gold. Navy into the front court. We were just talking about him a moment ago. As a missed three by Leighton. Gold getting it back. Drake Melly is one of the best football players we have seen in some time. He's down there with Old Fluke on the sideline.
I don't even know where to start with Drake Melly. He's just a phenomenal high school career in so many sports. And, Drake, let's just start with today, I guess. What's it mean to be selected and have a chance to play basketball with all these guys today?
You know, it's always great to be, you know, kind of known as one of the top guys in the area, I guess. And then come out here and then play with them and play against them. It's always just fun to play a couple games and stuff like that.
you're one of those athletes that I felt like made an instant impact as a freshman. So I feel like, you know, we've been following you for 8 years. I know it's only been four, but tell us about some of your favorite memories. The guys have mentioned your 330-yard rushing game in football. I mean, you've had a lot of great highlights, but what stands out for you? What are you most proud of?
Honestly, probably the senior season, I feel like. That's when I had the most fun, you know, especially knowing it was my last year. And then getting all the accolades and stuff like that, 1,000 yards, 1,000 points and all that stuff. It was just really special to me, especially with the senior class. You know, I've been with them for 12 years now, so it's just really, really a great year to be out there with my boys and everything.
Well, phenomenal career. Tell me about the tattoo and the motivation that that came from on your arm I see here.
Yeah, kind of. It says beat the odds, and, you know, I feel like everything in the world you got odds is more likely to fail than succeed, so just kind of a little reminder that you can do anything really you put your mind to.
Well, you've certainly succeeded in a lot, and do you have future plans?
Yeah, so I committed to Doan University to go play football as a receiver. So that'll be my next 4 years, probably.
Well, you're a competitor and a great athlete. I'm sure you'll do well. We look forward to following you. Congrats on a great high school career.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Troke Mellies of Jackson Heights, guys. Back to you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Again, one of the best we have seen in football, Greg Mellies. Here's an and one for Team Navy on the other end as the action continues with 2:15 to go. That bucket good for Nobert for Clifton Clyde, who's got five. It's a 10-point game for Team Gold right now, KP, 37-27. So at least not quite on the pace for the scoring we got last year, but... And we're seeing some high-level stuff here both ways.
Oh, yeah, both teams are playing definitely more here on the defensive side, 37 points, almost 2:15 here left to go. So, yeah, I think this one's going to tighten up here, especially on the defensive side. But both teams are doing a great job here.
Now, Nobert missing the free throw. He was second team all-league in the TBL, and off the miss, it was an offensive rebound for Navy, and Nate Layton of Pleasant Ridge just shuffled the feet just a touch, gets called for a travel. The Navy squandering an opportunity there. Gold getting it back, leading by 10. And the line change here for Coach Tynan and Team Gold. Fresh bodies on the floor with 2:13 to go in the half. This boys' all-star game at Highland CC right now. 37-27, Team Gold with the possession. Here's Geiger going to work on Laird of JCN, and it's fumbled underneath. And here's Layton, the Pea Ridge Ram, into the front court for Team Navy right to left. Picks up the dribble, not using the screen to his right. Now Laird setting a screen, using, now kicking left in the corner. This is Sacco, the Clifton Clyde Eagle for three. Offensive rebound, right place, right time. Probably happened a couple of times. His teammate Nover underneath, and he's got seven. 37-29 Gold. Here's Geiger straight away. Laird says, I'll let you shoot the three from 35 feet, and Geiger drills it in his face. 7 points for Geiger, and the lead's 11 right now for Gold. And now we get a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well. 1:26 to go. It's a 30, so a quick one here, Kirk. 40-29 is our score, late portions of the first half. We're back in a tight second. We're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of all, we have a website, holthouseautohouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people. And it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at holthouseautohouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
1:26 to go, first half. Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball games here from Highland CC. Again, if you're just joining us, girls final, it went to Team Gold, 66-46. KP alongside Brandon Tabman, Justin Flew, Kurt Kilman as well. Well, 1:26 to go, first half here in the boys' game, KP. Right now, Team Gold with an 11-point lead at 40-29.
Both teams are finishing strong inside the paint. Just saw Henry Geiger, his impressive long three ball there. So, yeah, both teams finding a lot of confidence. Gold team finding a lot of years through all those pro athletes, especially.
Another tremendous multi-sport athlete from Atchison in the Phoenix. Yogi Purdy on the sideline here with Justin on that Navy side.
Thanks, guys. Yogi, you had the first points, I think, and first bucket of this game today. We were almost through the first half. How's it been going out there for you?
It's been great. You know, I just wanted to tour, and I
scored the first back of the game, so got my achievement and out here to have fun.
Yeah, took some pressure off for sure. Speaking of pressure, I mean, I don't know if you guys were ever going to lose this basketball season. I mean, obviously made it to the state tournament. You were undefeated. Just tell me about the year that you had with the Ashton Phoenix on the hardwood.
Yeah, we had fun. Great season. It didn't turn out how we wanted it, but we were 26-0 going into the state and lost the final two games, but had fun the whole way through with my brothers.
Was this basketball season maybe your best memory of the 4 years? I know you play baseball, and obviously that's your future, but had to be an enjoyable ride as well.
Oh, yeah, this basketball season was fun. You know, we've been to state the past four times, so every basketball year is always fun.
So tell me about baseball a little bit. You're going into the spring season now, and then you're going to play it in college, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We play on Monday tomorrow, actually, and we play McLeod, looking to start the season, looking to have fun, you know. My final year is looking to do something special.
And remind us where you're going to play college baseball next year.
I'm
going
to go to play college baseball at Coffeyville Community College.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you. Congrats on a great basketball season, and good luck on the field this spring.
Yes, thank you.
Yogi Purdy of Atchison, guys. Back to you.
Appreciate it very much. We're just closing out the first half. Final possession here. Half court heave for Navy. It's off the backboard, and it's going to be team goal. The halftime lead at 40-31. So we got a good heavy dose of players in the mix in that first half from Team Navy. Justin will hit the gold side in that second half. So we continue to have a lot of fun here today. Grinning Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Justin Flew, Kirk Hillman all with you. Boys All-Star game at the halftime break. Again, with Team Gold leading it 40-31. We'll continue our coverage right after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get going on your summer adventures with a Bad Boy Bandit UTV from Skyview Equipment. We have single cab or crew cab models with 750 cc's of power at an economical price. With standard features like a windshield, roof, power winch, power steering, and doors, these side-by-sides let you play as hard as you work. Skyview Equipment, your locally owned, full-line, full-parts, and full-service Bad Boy mower and UTV dealer in Hiawatha and St. Joe.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook and Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
40th annual All-Star Basketball Games here in Northeast Kansas, continuing here today at Highland Community College. Appreciate everyone hanging out with us. Boys game is at the halftime break. Team Gold leading Navy 40-31. KP, your initial thoughts on what we saw in that first half? Shooting numbers not great. Both teams under 20% from three, but both teams shooting in between 33-36%. In that first half, a lot of guys getting in the book scoring-wise, but nonetheless, just like the first half in the girls' game, Gold right now with a semi-good lead here at 9.
Well, right now, Gold, they have 24 points in the paint. I kind of really love that first half, their ability to drive inside, be strong with it, whether it's Hunter Eggenman or Henry Geiger and a couple other guys, Landon Schmidt. He had a nice sort of that five-minute stretch where he went in with a reversal and straight down the aisle. So I think the team Gold, they're playing very aggressive here. They're driving the ball inside. Both teams are kind of doing that up the same page. So, you know, I expect in the second half, still we can see that paint play, a lot of aggressive, get the ball down to forwards, and maybe try to set up a guard on the outside and take some more quality shots and get some shots going from that shot selection. But overall, both these teams playing to a high level. This is a fun game, and actually it was fun too, but this is fun because you see both teams being very more competitive. And both coaches kind of agreed more so that as when this game started. So this feels like a real competitive game back and forth with a lot of players who play at an all-state level.
Well, again, Gold leading it at the half, 40-31. They were pretty balanced. Noah Thalman, the Lynn Bulldog, leading Team Gold. He had 8 points in the first half. Troy Henry Geiger chipped in with 7. 6 points apiece from Axel's Landon Schmidt and Holton's Corbin Fox. You also had 3 points apiece from Lynn's Zach Hilton and also Dustin Beach of Donovan West. 2 points as well in that first half for Colin Shaughnessy of Axel. For the Navy squad, down 9, it was Michael Jensen with a couple of threes. He had 10 points representing the Hiawatha Redhawks. Luke Nobert, the Clifton Clyde Eagle, he had 7. He also had 5 points in the first half from Isaac Laird of Jefferson County North. 3 points apiece from Drake Mellies of Jackson Heights, Nate Layton of Pleasant Ridge. 2 points from Yogi Purdy of Atchison, and Ethan Morton of Hiawatha had 1 point as well in that first half. Speaking of Henry Geiger, he's having a nice day. The Troy Trojan, he is down there on the sideline with Justin, catching the breath after a fast-paced first half.
Yeah, Henry Geiger, I think you guys said 7 points in the first half. Got some shots up. How did it feel out there in the first 20 minutes?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, they got some big guys, so I gotta switch up my style a little bit. But, yeah, I got a good feeling. Hopefully we keep this lead.
Great career, Troy. I think you led the team in both scoring and rebounding the last couple of years. What stands out as you kind of start to look back now at your high school career as a coach?
Those are some good accolades for sure, but just being with your brothers, you know, playing ball, we've never had a state-caliber team, or I guess not that. We haven't ever went to state, but just playing with your boys and getting that experience, that's what means the most to me.
And what does it mean to you to kind of represent Troy and be here in your home county to have the opportunity in this All-Star game?
Yeah, it means a ton, you know. It's a community that really supports, gets out here, as you can see. They got your back, and playing for them, showing out for Troy, it means a lot.
Good first half. Tell me what was working, and what do you guys got to do to win this game now? Because I know you're all competitors wanting to hang on to this win.
They outsized us for sure, so we got to keep pushing the ball, getting turnovers and running. That was working real well for us, and we got to knock down the three a little bit more. If we keep that up, I really like our odds.
Congrats on a great career, and best of luck the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Henry Geiger of Troy. I've shifted guys. All the interviews in the first half were from the Navy bench, and I'll be hanging out with the Gold All-Stars here in half number 2.
I appreciate it, Justin, very much. Again, the halftime score is Team Gold 40 and 31 for Team Navy. As we just heard our first Gold interview, Henry Geiger just announced he was third team All-State this year, averaged north of nearly 17 points a game. I was going to say north of 16, but basically round up, 17 points and over 10 rebounds a game. You know, first team all league. He had 500 career rebounds, earned that milestone earlier this year. But, boy, Troy, they were a fun team to watch. They could score. They lost to Canton Galva by 1 point in the sub-state semifinals. But, again, Troy, a good season. And, of course, Hunter Ingeman here representing the Trojans as well. But, yeah, Henry Geiger, man, he was a fun watch, and obviously Troy's going to miss him.
Yeah, and head coach Heath Westine got the privilege of talking to him every single week. He always talks so heavily about all those guys, but also it just felt like every week when he was sending me stats. By the way, he sent me stats for every single show for all the things, and Geiger was at the very top of that list in points every time, and he was always so phenomenal about doing that. And, yeah, what a great athlete. And Geiger's getting closer to start the second half here. Get another interview, and someone Justin's pretty familiar with out of Holton, that is Corbin Fox on the Gold sideline.
Corbin Fox played basketball this year in the last few years, of course, but here today as an all-star. What's this experience been like for you here today, Corbin, and Nyland?
It's a lot of fun getting to play with a lot of great players around Northern Canada.
Well, you came out and had 5 points pretty quickly in this game, so I love to see that confidence, and felt like you settled in pretty good.
Yep, just got to have that confidence.
First, the one thing I want to ask you about that I admire you the most is that's a Big East league in charge taken. It's not a stat that a lot of people probably pay attention to, but I feel like every night you must have went home and felt like your body was about ready to fall apart as many charges as you took this year.
Yeah, my body hurt really bad, and I'm still recovering from this season.
Is that part of your game, though? Is that something you just take a lot of pride in?
Yeah, I like taking charges. Coach loves when people take charges.
Tell me about some of your favorite memories. Anything as you're going to look back at it being a Holton Wildcat that really just kind of stands out to you?
I had a lot of fun throughout all 4 years, getting to play with some family and just a lot of friends. It was a lot of fun. I had a great coach, great coaching staff this year.
I know you and Carrick get to play together one more time. That means a lot as well because you guys have sure played a lot of basketball, not just during the season, but a lot of basketball in your whole life leading up to this.
Yeah, we've been playing since my third grade. So, yeah, it means a lot to play with him.
We'll go have fun in the second half and get the win again today.
Thank you.
That's Corbin Fox of Holton, guys. Back to you.
All right, we're off and running here in the second half as Team Gold looking to nurse a 9-point lead. We've heard from Corbin Fox for Team Gold, Henry Geiger as well. We'll continue that throughout the course of this second half. Gold, the opening possession now from right to left. They'll huck one up. That's a deep right wing three that's a little strong off the heel. And here's Michael Jensen for Navy, who led them in the first half with 10. Baseline drive knocked out of bounds. Wes Anderson right there for Frankfurt. And Navy will keep the possession about 30 seconds into the second half with a 40-31 Gold lead. Basil Harrington dumps it into the left corner. Lane Kessler now going to work. Big body, spins it left, couldn't get one in. Harrington crashing the glass in the Riverside Cyclone. Basil Harrington, extra effort. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Well, that's kind of second half you're going to need here for Team Navy. That impressive drive there, crashing the board from Tyzel Harrington. Again, they were outplayed in the paint, 24-16 that first half. Navy squad, they just got to be more aggressive there inside that interior.
Harrington trying to get his first points in this All-Star game. A little strong on the first free throw. He was first team All-League this season, second team All-League last season, even an honorable mention selection at the state level here. In his senior season, he goes 1-for-2, gets his first point for Team Navy here in the second half. 40-32 is our score, and right back up the floor, halfway down and out. Boy, Team Gold had a pretty good look there. Missed opportunity by Hunter Ingeman, and now Navy back into it. Trailing by 8. Jensen getting it back from his teammate Kessler, but a lot of bodies in there. Ricochets around, and Gold comes away with a steal. Here is Ingeman up top. Kessinger, the Oskaloosa Bear, just grazing the right rim on a triple. Here's Tyzel Harrington back into the front court for Team Navy. Luke Nobert had a good first half representing Clifton Clyde. Wes Anderson going to work. Little sidestep up with the left hand and through traffic. Gets two in there. Wes Anderson on the board and the first 3 points here in the second half. Going to Navy, they're down 6.
That's what Anderson did. That's at Frankfurt, his ability to pump fake, final lane, drive inside, and just a beautiful take there.
Right now, a little slow start on offense for Team Gold. Looking for their first points about 2 minutes into the second half. Here's Miller for Oskaloosa, nearly losing it on the baseline, but gets it back out to Kessinger for 3. Tries again, this one on target, but short. Here comes Navy with Michael Jensen again. Navy trying to chip away. Jensen with 10 points here. Wraps a pass to the right wing, Nobert. Right back to Jensen, left wing. 2 minutes into the second half, 40-34 is our score. Jensen backing in, dumps it down to a wide open body and teammate Lane Kessler. Too easy for 2, his first point, and it's a 4-point game, 2-plus minutes into the second half.
Yeah, Jensen may be leading points right now, but also you look at it, you know, I guess it's his first assist right there, trying to be selfless and get his teammates some points.
So Gold still leading, but it's down to 4. Here's Hunter Ingeman going to work. Little pull-up floater with the right hand, and that one no good. Off the heel. Here comes Navy once again with Wes Anderson. Up the floor, Tyzel Harrington puts a shoulder down, and he'll draw some contact and a foul going against Team Gold. 17:26 to go, and it's been a little slower pace offensively in this game compared to last year. We mentioned it before. The final score in this game last year was Navy winning at 111-105. So not quite the point production. Here's a fadeaway by Wes Anderson from the left wing, along two off the inbound. And he's quickly got back-to-back buckets here in the second half, and it's a 40-38 game.
And didn't have any points in the first half for him, but pulling up first two buckets of the game, finding a lot of confidence there. Expect that to continue to surge here in the second half play.
We know the tighter this game gets, the longer we go into it, the little more competitive it's going to be, no doubt about it. As Gold just trying to find an answer here, early portions of the second half. Here's Ingeman on the drive, working on Harrington, got to the rim, finished it strong and one. Hunter Ingeman out of Troy, and a chance at the old-fashioned three-point play. He's got seven.
And that breaks up Navy's 7-0 run here that started this second half. So a good way to get yourself up on the board for Team Gold. Ingeman is driving inside.
Ingeman will try to cap off a three-point play. Axtell's Landon Schmitz now joining Justin Fluke over there on the Gold sideline.
Yeah, another multi-sport athlete and part of that Axtell history over the last few years. Well, Landon, congrats on being an all-star. What's it been like playing out there on the court today?
It just means a lot. Our seniors, most of us, not going to play again in basketball. So it's just fun playing with other teams around the state and just having fun.
State titles in football, basketball. You're an elite track athlete and have won many medals in your team to a state title as well. How do you kind of look back and put anything in perspective with what you've been a part of and accomplished with your guys at Axtell?
Oh, well, we just kind of, every year is a new year. We just all have that want to and just keep practicing harder and harder every day.
This is a loaded question because you have so many phenomenal accomplishments and memories, I'm sure, but anything stick out? Is there one moment or one big thing that you think is kind of maybe something you're most proud of?
Oh, not really. Just hanging with our team. We're all just together, just as one and brothers. It just means a lot. And just that's what I'll remember most, just all the activities we've done together.
Next word up, but I know track is actually one of your best. So are you looking forward to some things this spring and have some goals for the track season?
Yep. I'm looking forward to get my times lower, get better at that, and then defend all my state titles.
You bet. Well, that's lots of accomplished. You might be going back in, so best of luck the rest of the day. Have fun.
Thank you.
He's checking in at the scores table with Landon Schmidt of Axtell.
A lot of success for the Axtell Eagles, and Michael Jensen just pouring down another long ball for Team Navy as Navy has corralled the lead at 44-42. So once down nearly 10 early on in this half, Navy right back out in front, and they force a stop here on the defensive end. And here is Michael Jensen into the front court, Navy with the momentum. He'll try again, 35 feet three. It's a little bit short. Gold pulling down that rebound. Kessinger of Osceola.
And Landon Smith, he actually owns the 110 and 300-meter hurdle record at Axtell. So, again, a great athlete there as Axtell has a chance to at least defend their state track title potentially here this season.
Yeah, we think football and basketball is good at Axtell. I mean, track has been just as good over the last 4 years. It's just been a dominant run, multiple sports. Wes Anderson feeling it a touch. He missed a fadeaway there on the left baseline. Wes Anderson out of Frankfort, helping Team Navy in this comeback effort. So now we get an offensive foul. I think that might be the first charge we've seen taken today. That's Michael Jensen putting his body on the line, forcing a turnover. Subs in both ways, 15-17 to go, second half. As right now, again, once down 9 early in this second half, Navy has fought all the way back, and they have a two-point lead at 44-42.
They've said a lot, but that just shows you the tone that's different from this year to last year. I think last year, you know, guys would kind of step out of the way, let the other guys kind of go through, but this year, no. I mean, it's straight-up man-to-man defense. It's post-up. You know, I don't want you to get through me and score. So, yeah, definitely a more competitive year for sure. It's a lot of fun.
Chance Jenkins for Jefferson County North back in for Navy. Just misfired at three. Here's Gold down two. 5 minutes into the second half. Trying to get a deep three from the right wing. And the long rebound for Drake Melly of Jackson Heights. Down the middle of the floor. Right side pass to Jenkins. Vincent Chance. Part of that incredible turnaround for the JCN boys. A 14-win improvement. this year as they won 18 games. Melly steps into a three high off the front rim. Then DeVader tried to spin it up left hand. The offensive rebound couldn't get the English on it. Here's team goal. Little hesitation, and then a three fired from the left wing is put down by Colin Shaughnessy. The Axel Eagle, who averaged 22 points a game in his senior campaign, gets gold to lead back at 45-44.
Yeah, finished with, I believe, over 1,300 points in his career. Just an incredible all-around player, and man, just what he was able to do in his career was phenomenal.
Game's tightening up. Excited to see how it goes over the final 14 minutes. Here is Laird inside again. Too much height under it. Part of the Twin Towers down low, and Laird, he's got 7 points in the game, and another lead change. Navy out in front, 46-45. Here's a pull-up from the free throw line for Shaughnessy. Pretty good look. His teammate Schmidt comes away with a rebound and hands it off to Geiger on the right block, who puts it up and in off the window. Good effort there. Geiger's got 9. Another lead change. Gold in front, 47-46. Here's Ben DeVader for St. Mary's. Going to work one-on-one. Now Morton in the corner. The Red Hawk, a baseline drive. So good in the lane. Just couldn't get that one to go. Now a long pass for Team Gold into the front court. Underneath, Hilchin lost it on the right elbow. Back up top here to Geiger. Wide open left corner. Shaughnessy a chance to set and fire. Left that three short from the left corner. And right now it's Navy basketball off the miss. 47-46 is our score. Gold squad plus one. Here's Drake Mellies putting a head down in the lane. A one-handed teardrop. Nothing but net.
A nice little hesitation there on the doorstep to be able to bring Bill Bell and punch inside.
Well, we've had four straight lead changes. 48-47, the Navy lead, and back up the floor. Missed shot by Zach Hilchin for Lynn. And the one-point lead right now for Navy. Mellings into the front court with it. Who scored the last basket? Driving in, bumped around a touch, back to the bucket, up top to Ethan Morton. Now right side of the floor. Chance Jenkins back to Morton. 19 on the shot clock. Ben DeVader wants a ball screen. Little jab fake. He'll fire. Left it short left wing. Here's Geiger for Troy and Team Gold. They are down one, 48-47 at 12:20 to go in the game. Little hesitation, but another three by Shaughnessy. This one off the right rim, but saved to Geiger underneath, who puts it up and in with the right hand. Well, it's been the extra efforts and second chance ops here for Team Gold.
And you're seeing both teams' chemistry starting to really connect, the screens, the movement, trying to find that free space. Everyone's just playing like they've been with each other for years here.
Here's Mellies again, and he knocks down a triple from the left side of the floor. 8 points for Mellies, and another lead change, 51-49. We're starting to see the pace pick up, and right back up the floor, Shaughnessy the reverse for two.
Yeah, so a lot from Axel Shaughnessy and Bo Schmidt, who are here tonight. Their ability to work off the fast break is definitely incredible.
51-51 tie, just south of 12 minutes to go in this All-Star game. Here's a post-touch for Isaac Laird. He's bounced around by Geiger, and he muscles it through Geiger down low and an and one for the JCN Charger. 9 points for Isaac Laird and a chance for one more.
Yeah, that's using all of the 6'9" for the center there, Isaac Laird from JCN.
Well, first team All-League this season, NEKL. He was honorable mention All-State in that incredible turnaround. The 6'9" forward, Isaac Laird, he left it short on the free throw. Right now, the Navy lead is 53-51 as we're approaching 11 minutes to go. Here's Landon Schmitz on the attack, a little off balance. Good defense by Morton, and Navy's going to clear it away with Morton. He might take it coast to coast, and he can't flip it up and in somehow. Tipped out to Jenkins, who gets one inside, and he spins it up and in for two off the second chance opportunity. First two for Chance Jenkins. And it's 55-51, Team Navy by four.
Well, Jefferson County North Chargers leading some charges on the back-to-back possession.
Here's an offensive rebound inside. Shaughnessy can't spin up the second chance. Here's Drake Mellies for Navy. They got the momentum leading by four. Mellies all the way off the back and nearly slipped in by Laird, but a foul called. So we finally saw our first alley-oop attempt. Mellies tried to go off the backboard to Laird, but they called a foul. Working on Mellies before that.
We've got media timeout coming out here as well.
Then we'll get a timeout on the floor. It's getting tight here in this boys' all-star game. 10:37 to go, second half. Navy 55, Team Gold 51. Continue our coverage after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brian Mingy with Sailor Insurance. The passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act has created several exciting changes that could benefit your farm operation. Subsidies for ECO and SCO have increased to 80%. Producers can elect SCO while also choosing ARC as their county program, and beginning farmer and rancher benefits have expanded. Let us help you take full advantage of these new opportunities. Contact Sailor Insurance today and speak with Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca or Brian Mingy in Sabetha.
Sailor Insurance, insuring your present, protecting your future.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KMZA, 10:37 to go, second half, boys all-star game. It's Navy 55, Team Gold 51. Donovan West, Coulter Peterson on the sideline for Team Gold with Justin Fluke out of the timeout.
Yeah, good little run with Colton Peterson in the last group that was out there for the Gold All-Stars. So tell me what the experience has been like for you today.
You know, it's been a really great experience. I've really enjoyed getting to play with all these other kids from different schools. I just really like getting to know everybody and playing some good basketball.
Well, you hit a shot. You had a few rebounds, but I love the hustle play. You got an assist from the floor down in this corner a little bit ago.
Yeah, I did. That was a fun play. That was a good one.
Speaking of having fun playing, tell me about this season. You guys kind of surprised some people here, leadership and some younger kids that came along. D-West had a great year.
Yeah, we did. We had a great group of freshmen that came up, and we really had a great foundation from our seniors and juniors and everybody. We had a great culture of hard work and everybody getting after it, so it was fun.
I know you're a multi-sport athlete as well, but do you have any favorite memory or moment as a Mustang that you'll remember maybe the most?
I mean, I would say every moment with my friends and guys every day at practice. I mean, there's no other feeling that you can replicate that. This is the only time in your life you get to do it, so it's a great time.
I feel like there's a lot of Donovan County feel in this game for the girls and the guys, but it has to be kind of cool to be a close resident and be able to play here on this court, too.
Oh, it's great. You know, you always come up here and watch college play, and it's so cool to be able to play on the same court and get that feeling. It's awesome.
Well, you've had a good run today. Good luck finishing this game. Looks like it'll be fun. Best of luck to you in the future.
Thank you very much.
That's Colton Peterson of the Gold All-Stars from Donovan West.
Appreciate it very much. As the action continues at the halfway point here in the second half, the Navy lead is 5, trying to add to it with a corner 3. This one off the heel, but tips out into the hands of Nate Layton of Pleasant Ridge. So a second chance. Yogi Purdy will try a long 2. This one not there. Gold the rebound at Dustin Beach. Speaking of Donovan West, the box into the front court, right side of the floor. Here is a deep right side 3, missing by Team Gold, but right into the hands of Dustin Beach, and a second chance, left corner. This is a 3 that's put down. That's Team Gold, and that's Hayes Hall, the Blue Valley Ram, getting his first bucket of this game, and it gets Gold back to within 2 at 56-54. Here is a dump-down pass. Yogi Purdy using finesse with the feet, and he navigates a 2 underneath on the right side. 4 points for Yogi Purdy, 58-54 Navy. Zach Hilchin of Lynn trying to answer with a straightaway 3 off the miss. It is Ethan Morton right now for Hiawatha into the front court. Looking for a cutter, not there. Steps into a latent 3. This one off the back iron. Offensive rebound, though. Colin Carney, left hand. Baby drops it in there. Colin Carney, about time. He averaged 19 points a game this season. Gets his first 2 of the All-Star game. Maybe out to a 6-point lead. There's a hard drive missing. Good defense. Shaughnessy had a decent look, but defended well by Navy underneath, and Navy clears it away with a 6-point lead. Ethan Morton with 8:22 to go. Panaman defense being guarded by the Blue Valley Ram and Hayes Hall. Right side, Carney, the lefty for 3. Swish, he got it. Back-to-back bucket for Colin Carney. And he's got 5, and the lead all of a sudden, KP is 9. They were down 9 to start the second half, but now Navy has flipped the script. They're up 9. As trying to answer, it's Dustin Beach. He does so with a long straightaway 3 to make it 63-57. Beach now 2 threes and 6 points.
Both teams' shots are starting to really start to heat up here on both sides. It's coming down here to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, we're going to have a fun finish here with just Over 7.5 minutes to go. Here's Purdy working in the lane. He is a strong feller, and he puts one down and one.
Yeah, Purdy, yep. That's impressive, not just his stature, 6'3", and his body to be able to, body guys down low, but his footwork. You just watch his footwork, the ability that he's able to shift around at that height for him, man. He moves really quick, and that's what helps him down low.
Justin talked to him a little while ago, of course, more known for the baseball side, going to Coffeyville to continue his baseball career collegiately. He's got 6 points in this game. Both teams making some subs. Get it down to Justin here in just a second. Free throw good by Yogi Purdy. He's got 7, 66-57. Speaking of 7, number 7 for Team Gold, Justin Veach. Another Donna for West Mustang.
Yeah, we're going back-to-back with a couple of U.S. guys, but I wanted to talk to Veach because he just did a big three, and the three that you banked in the first half, I called it like the hometown advantage, right?
Yeah, that was the hometown advantage. If anybody asked, I went for that.
Yeah, hometown advantage, of course, the Mustang here at D-West. What's it been like overall playing in this All-Star game today with a bunch of great seniors?
Oh, it's been really fun. It's been really fun. A lot of skill out here that I get to play with. Everybody, it's just a fun environment to be in. It's really fun.
I was talking to your teammate earlier about the good season that you had, kind of pulled off maybe what some would consider an upset in sub-state and had a good run. What stands out to you as some of your best memories as a Mustang?
Definitely making third in TBL, the tournament. That was a big step forward. That gave us a lot of confidence. We can do it. We can make it far. And about upsetting that one seed, that was really fun. It was a fun game. That was the biggest environment I've ever played.
We like a lot of guys we've talked to today that are really, really good at baseball. We talked to, the Carney guy, the Purdy guy. Like, a lot of these guys are good at baseball, and you are as well. So excited about the spring. What are you hoping to do on the diamond this spring?
I'm really excited. My goal is to get to state. That's really just, I want to do that. I want to get to state. Last year, got to go out strong. We were really close last year, getting second runner-up, and I think we got a pretty good chance of making it. We just got to stick together as a team, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, best of luck to you. Congratulations on a great career, and good luck the rest of the day.
Thank you.
That's Justin Veach from D-West.
Yeah, I should have asked Justin to ask him how many steals did he have in Legion Baseball last summer, because that was a stat we remember talking about quite a bit as a big three for Team Gold. That is Hunter Miller of Oskaloosa, so another Gold player getting in the book for the first time, and it's down to 4 at 66-62 Team Navy. Here's Purdy from downtown. That one spun out like a toilet bowl, and here comes Gold down 4 with 6:09 to go in the game. Hunter Ingeman with the dribble, representing Troy, left side, Kessinger of Oskaloosa, back into the corner. His teammate Hunter Miller nearly traveled with it, but gets it off to Hunter Ingeman. Going to work up top, being guarded by Jensen. Now Geiger, baseline drive, kicks it left corner. Geiger gets it right back. The handoff 3 is short from the left wing. Second chance off the miss. Put up and in by Carrick DeDonder. And the Holton Wildcat has his first deuce to make it a 2-point game with 5:38 to go. And there's a steal by Hunter Miller of Oskaloosa. He'll go coast to coast. And he missed the layup. And there to save him was his teammate. Nobody for Navy went back on defense. And that one put up and in by DeDonder. He's quickly got 4. And now we're tied, KP, with 5:18 to go. It's 66-all.
Yeah, that was a nice job by DeDonner to get down the floor and get that put back there for him. But, man, this game is – you talked about last year. Yes, it's kind of a close back-and-forth game. But, this year it's a nice competitive game back-and-forth. Both teams are just playing so physical. Not really on the foul side of things too much heavy, but on more so that this is just a very – game where they're using their bodies down low, and it's a big fight back and forth. I know
5 new bodies in for Navy: Kessler, Laird, Anderson, Harrington, DeVader. They're changing it up, Coach Jasper for Navy. We got 5:05 and counting in this All-Star game, and we're locked up at 66 apiece. Gold with the possession. Hunter Ingeman, little hesitation, baseline drive, good pass left corner. DeDonder's got the hot hand. He scored 7 in a row. 7 straight. That's a corner 3 for Carrick DeDonder. And Gold back in front, 69-66. Anderson over to Ben DeVader. DeVader, the all-time leader, career threes, record single-season threes at St. Mary's. Harrington trying to force some contact. Gets the deflection off his own miss and puts the shoulder down and muscles it up and in for 2. Tyzo Harrington, his first field goal, he's got 3. and it's 69-68. Gold lead is one with 4:20 to go.
Yeah, Tyzel Harrington's done a nice job of crashing the boards down low. That's a nice display of what he's been doing this whole game.
Geiger had a pretty good look from three, couldn't get it to go left wing, and here's Navy left to right up the floor down one. DeVader, pull up. Yes, he got it. Ben DeVader from the right elbow. DeVader's been a little quiet. That's his first two tonight. And it's a one-point lead with 4 minutes to go for Team Navy. It's 70-69.
Yeah, he's just still trying to crack that three from the outside. Definitely can see him hitting one here before this game's all said and done.
Geiger getting underneath. He'll muscle one up and in over Lane Kessler. And the lead right back for Team Gold. How about 15 in the game for Henry Geiger? And it's 71-70 Team Gold. Geiger tipping one away out of bounds, trying to find Kessler on the far side block. Now Gold's going to bring on five new bodies. As you got Schmitz in the game, Salmon for Lynn. Trying to get all the jersey numbers here. Dustin Beach back on the floor as well. And Colter Peterson, a couple of Mustangs in there. 3:38 left in this game. DeVader straightaway three, grazing the iron. It goes out of bounds. So 3:34 left in the game, 71-70 is the lead right now for Gold, and we go back down to Justin Fluke.
Yeah, I'm here with Carrick DeDonder of the Gold All-Stars, and he's hoping not to cool off. He just put seven consecutive points unanswered. Tell me about what it's been like playing in this game here today.
It's been a lot of fun playing with people who, is that really Yamit? Oh, it's been fun playing with people, you know, with 10 skill caliber even better. So it's just a ride, it's fun.
What kicked in, Mike? I feel like it was your hustle a little bit on a couple of those plays, but that was quite a little spurt to go on in an All-Star game, something to be proud of.
Yeah, well, my hamstring stopped hurting for a little bit, so.
You're not the only one that's having hamstring issues today.
Yeah, I was impressed, but that's the game. And finally made some shots.
I know basketball's kind of been your life. It's been a focus for you. Any special memory or moment that you'll always remember in your basketball career?
Probably. Just being around the brotherhood, all the friends I made throughout my life through basketball. You know, that's the most special part about basketball for me.
Well, I have a feeling you may not be done today. They may need you back in there. This one's going down to the wire. Congrats. It was fun to watch you all the last few years, and good luck finishing out today.
I appreciate you.
Carrick DeDonder, the Holton Wildcats, with 7-0 run, helping Gold compete here down to the wire.
And we'll keep it right here. Tied out on the floor with 2:36 left. 73-72 KP, the Gold lead. Henry Geiger, 15, to lead the Gold squad. Just everybody really getting involved for both these teams. But now it's getting strategic. You're seeing Coach Jasper call a timeout. I'm sure he's drawing up a play here because it's going to pick up that competitive nature. You know, both these teams want to win. We're having fun, but at the end of the day, they're all competitors.
Yeah, you know, they're really breaking a sweat this year. Now, you can't really tell on Navy's side because it's a darker uniform, but you can tell on yellow that there's just sweat drenched all over the jerseys. I mean, both of these teams, they are playing hard, very physical, and, you know, you got to love it. It's like watching a state game right now. I mean, you're seeing state-level competition, these athletes, and they're playing very hard to try to end this on a high note for them in their senior years. It's a lot of fun.
Let's see what we get drawn up both ways out of the timeout as we got a one-point lead for Team Gold, 73-72, 2:36 remaining in this All-Star game. Overtime is possible. I wonder what the overtime, I'm guessing it'd be the college rule. Would we get 5 minutes if we needed a little extra time in this game?
Potentially 5 minutes. I mean, I know.
Someone for Highland giving me a shrug of the shoulder. Like, I don't know what we're going to do. How about we just do next basket wins? That'd be fun. One tip off, next point wins the game. It probably wouldn't be like that, but. All right, let's see what Coach Jasper draws up for Navy out of the timeout here. They go right down low to Isaac Laird, who draws a foul. That's a pretty smart move because he's taller than everybody. Laird going to the line. Chance to tie it, maybe take the lead for Navy with 2:24 to go, 73-72. Laird's been great today with 11 points. And he knocks in the first free throw. He's got 12. Again, what a jump he made, you know, for JCN. You know, he's always pretty much had the height. But, you know, last year as a junior, just 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. But this year he averaged 13 and nearly 8 rebounds a game. He missed the second. And I think we get a foul on the rebound attempt going against Navy. I think they get Lane Kessler just reaching over the top. So Laird goes 1-for-2, and we're tied up at 73-73 with 2:22 and counting.
It's kind of funny he made that comment about him being taller because he was going against a 6'5" center, Noah Salmon. So for them being matched up right against each other, that's a perfect matchup. Salmon and Laird both representing number 13 here today.
Here is Salmon, who had a nice start to this game. He nearly curled one up and in, but we get a bump inside off the miss and a foul on Gold. It'll go back to Navy with 2:06 to go. Maybe coming up a little bit hobbled there, Landon Schmitz for Axtell. You might get a sub in here, looking over to his head coach, not just for this game, but for Axtell as well. Coach, time in, but we're going to walk the other way, and free throws here for Isaac Laird. Navy is in the bonus.
Yeah, obviously you don't play hard, but you don't make sure you don't play too hard at the end of the day.
Yeah, Landon's got to keep himself right for the track season.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mentioned the school record holder, 100 and or the 110 and 300-meter hurdle events, and obviously they've had an incredible run over the last few years.
And last year's 4x1 team, too. What a, man, that was an incredible finish, watching them leap and get that victory over Frankfurt at the very end. So, yeah, I can imagine that team's going to be stacked again this year and the rest of their field event.
So Laird goes 1-for-2, and it's 74-73 Navy with 2 minutes to go in this game. Here's a deep three, Gold to the lead, misfired by Hilchin, but chased down in the corner. And then it's taken away by Ben DeVader, and then he had it knocked away, and it's given right back to Gold. And on the drive, it was Landon Schmidt, who stays in the game. And we get a whistle and a foul, I believe, on Navy with 1:48 to go. Well, Navy's got fouls to give. That's just their fourth foul committed here in the second half. Down one. Gold with the basketball. They set it up, and a three by Shaughnessy, and he's fouled by Lane Kessler. Boy, the Cardinals sin, you can't foul the jump shooter, and worst case scenario here is three free throws coming for Colin Shaughnessy with his team down one with a 1:44 to go.
Yeah, Shaughnessy is a phenomenal free throw shooter throughout the season. He was over 70%. Overall, though, you look at all the shooting categories, he's a shooter that shoots very phenomenally from really anywhere out on the floor. So no surprise there. He gets that quick look on that left wing, takes a jumper, you know, kind of a little fade on it too, but pulls that foul down.
Got a little bit of pause before these free throws give us an opportunity to go back down to the Gold sideline with Justin Fluke.
I got Noah Tallman here from Lynn High School on the Gold All-Star sideline. And Noah, what does it mean to be selected and have a chance to compete in this All-Star game today?
It means a lot. I've been playing this sport since I've been in third grade, and it's nice to get some recognition for the hard work I've put in over the years.
Coming off a winning season at Lynn, and you get to play with Zach, and so kind of cool to come out and compete with one of your senior buddies one last time.
Yeah, we both each broke a season record at our school this year, so it's nice to show everybody else that may not have seen those games what we can do at Lynn.
You bet. Well, we saw what the girls can do as well. That was a heck of a ride that they had, so it's been a good time at Lynn. What's maybe one of your favorite memories or moments just to be in a Bulldog?
My favorite memory was probably the second round of Substate after we won, just the atmosphere we had, you know. That was the boys' first time going to a Substate final since 2012, and you could just tell the whole community just loved it.
That's awesome. Well, good luck finishing out the game today. Congrats, and best of luck in your future.
Thank you.
Mr. Tallman from Lynn, we're on the Gold All-Star sideline. They had some blood on the floor, I guess. That was the delay, but I think we're good to go, fellas.
All right, appreciate it very much, and another TVL body right there, well represented in this boys' game today. So, again, we're coming out of this little bit of stoppage. Three free throws on deck here for Colin Shaughnessy with his team Gold trailing 74-73 with a minute 44, KP, left in this one.
Yeah, I mean, these free throws are important, but Shaughnessy is a nice poised shooter, so he'll look to try to bank down as many as he can. It's not all three.
He sends in the first. It ties the game, and Shaughnessy now 10 points here. 8 of his 10 here in the second half. Still got two more freebies here. Mentioned North a 70% free throw shooter this season and leading that Axtell team with 22 points per game. He made the second. Gold retakes the lead and trying to make it a 2-point game. He does so. He makes all three. 76-74, team Gold, a minute 44 left in this All-Star game. Now let's see what Coach Jasper and Team Navy have up their sleeve here on this possession as we approach the final 90 seconds and what is a 2-point Gold lead. Kvader on the dribble. Right side it goes. Wes Anderson. Now Kessler up top trying to go to Laird down low. That's been kind of the hot commodity, but it's knocked away. Good defense by Colter Peterson. And now a foul in transition. Running with it, Hayes Hall. He's bumped by Tyzel Harrington. And I believe that that's foul number 7. We're going to get a 1-1, but it's believed to be foul number 6. So the last foul to give for Navy. Right now, big possession here for Gold. They're up 2. See what they draw up here. And Tays Hall with it, left side of the floor, now working around the arc. A 3-ball on the way. It's well short. Kessler got a hand on it, but he tipped it to Colter Peterson. He pulls up a long 2, and he's got the shooter's touch. First basket for Colter Peterson gets Gold a 4-point lead with a minute to go.
Cam Peterson's had that touch the entire season.
And a lazy pass is taken away by Shaughnessy, trying to go for the two-hand slam and the tired legs. He missed it, and a foul called. And a little bit antsy there for Colin Shaughnessy. You've seen him throw it down a couple times this year, but he's probably a little tired right now.
He looks like it, but, man, he's great when it comes to getting steals and working at transition down the floor. I think he just wanted to get a little highlight there.
So a foul on the other end puts Lane Kessler for Navy at the line. He left the free throw here short. He'll shoot another. As Kessler 1-for-3 in this game at the line. He's got 3 points, but right now it stays a 4-point Gold lead at 52 seconds remaining. And he missed them both, but Laird, all 6-9 of them, puts it back up and in, and he will get credit for 2. He's got 15.
You know, calling something from last year, there was actually more than 10 dunks last year. This year, we haven't seen it all.
And now a steal by Wes Anderson. Navy down 2. He gets to the rim. Down and hand 1. We're tied with 37 seconds to go. Wes Anderson, 8 points, all here in the second half. And a 4-0 spurt has tied the game with 37 seconds to go, and Navy at the line can take the lead.
Yeah, phenomenal job there by Anderson, being able to put his shoulders against the defender, getting out from that baseline and stretch himself to the basket. Just overall a great work and effort stretch.
Wes Anderson for the lead. He missed the free throw. 35 seconds and counting, a 78-78 tie. Here's Colin Shaughnessy for Team Gold. Colter Peterson up top, closed out by Laird, attacking Laird. Realizes he's 6'9", throws it back to the perimeter, and it's a turnover for Gold. Navy, long pass up the floor. Purdy can't get there. It's out of bounds. And Gold will have the ball with 18 seconds remaining in the game, tied at 78.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're Team Gold, you have the opportunity here to, you know, wind that clock down. But the question is, I mean, who are you going to kind of rely on here to potentially make a last-second shot? You all got shooters on your team from the all-star selection.
Here we go, final 12 seconds, and no shot. Coach Tynan for Gold wants to talk it over and maybe draw up a potential game-winning play here in this all-star game. We'll keep it right here. 12.1, KP, is all that's left in this boys' all-star game, a 78-78 tie with Gold, the chance to win it, maybe here at the horn.
Yeah, I just got notified. If this goes into overtime, it is 2 minutes.
A two-minute overtime.
It's a two-minute overtime. So if
okay.
Let's stretch into it. But, you know, I think Jason Tynan, the one, to be honest here, he's probably most comfortable knowing Colin Shaughnessy is his best three-point shooter. So I'd like to maybe say that Shaughnessy maybe just wants to end here to take it. But you look at this team, there's a lot of great three-point shooters on this team just that I've seen and also that you've probably seen as well. So, you know, I feel like the Team Gold is going to be just like getting that ball inside, wasting just a couple seconds off that clock, run it. And really, you don't have to really look. I mean, you don't look for a three ball. You want to look
right
inside. So, you know, I think you're really going to find just who's confident with that dribble and drive. Maybe you want to look for your biggest body down there, which, I mean, you got a lot of them here to swipe up for Team Gold. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what the decision is like here to see who you want to put in there to get that dribble and drive down low.
12.1 seconds remaining in this boys' all-star game. About to come out of the timeout. Gold with the possession. We're tied at 78. Henry Geiger on the floor. Colin Shaughnessy, Landon Schmidt. 3 of the 5 for Team Gold. You got Isaac Laird, Wes Anderson, Yogi Purdy, Ethan Morton. 4 of the 5 on the floor. Chance Jenkins as well for JCN. Let's see if Gold can win it at the horn. And it's picked off by Purdy in the corner. And Navy running up the floor. And a foul's going to be called on Geiger. Navy going to the free throw line with 8 seconds remaining. Oh, not what I'm sure Coach Tynan drew up. That being a turnover on the inbound. And here's Wes Anderson right back to the line in a tie game with 8 seconds to go. And the first one here is good. Navy takes the lead, 9 points on the second half for Frankfurt's Wes Anderson, 79-78 Navy.
I'll tell you the last person you ever want to go up to free, or have go up to the free throw line is Wes Anderson. He's an incredible shooter, and he usually can knock both down.
Well, he missed the second. 5 seconds to go. Here's Henry Geiger. Is he going to get a shot up? Geiger for the win. No, it's short. And Henry Geiger tried the game-winning three. His time is fired, and a free throw by Wes Anderson is going to win it for Team Navy, 79-78. Navy rallies from being down 9 at the halftime break, and a good one here today to close it out. The boys' all-star game final, Navy 79, Gold 78. We got a lot here in the postgame. We'll dissect it and get maybe another player or coach interview or two, so been a lot of fun here today. Stick with us. Navy winning the boys' all-star game. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Running a small business is demanding, and Union State Bank is here to help. Did you know we offer convenient cash management solutions? With remote deposit, bill pay, and transfers, you can enjoy the simplicity of banking with USB. Time-saving features give you the peace of mind so you can focus on what matters most. Learn more about cash management at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
This is Douglas Adair, third-generation banker at Exchange Bank. For 170 years, the Exchange has been more than a place to keep your money. We've been your partner. We've shared your milestones, your new beginnings, growing families, and lifelong dreams. We're proud to be a locally owned bank, believing in relationships, trust, and giving back to the communities we call home. Thank you for letting us be part of your journey. Thank you for choosing local, and thank you for partnering with Exchange Bank and Trust. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Post-game coverage here on KNCA. We got Clinton Prophet, we got Justin Fluke, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tagna with you. It was a little more competitive for sure down the stretch, KP, in the boys' all-star game here at Highland Navy. They come back from being down 9 to Team Gold at the halftime break. Navy pours on 48 points in the second half, and they win this game 79-78. The game-winning point, Wes Anderson of Frankfurt. That game-winning free throw with under 9 seconds to go. Henry Geiger for Team Gold, a 3 just a touch short at the buzzer. But again, great competition, great action both ways, and a 1-point game here in the boys' all-star game.
Yeah, what a phenomenal game also there. You mentioned Geiger, not just the 15 points, 6-14 from the field. He was at the free throw line, but 11 rebounds. He was the only one tonight who finished with a double-double. So what an incredible way to, you know, kind of put the bow on top of his career. And then, yeah, you mentioned it. Just what a great game. I mean, we talked about last year. It was a good game, too. But this year it was very competitive, and you saw that spirit out of everybody, and it came down to the very end. That's what made it the most fun.
So just looking at some of the shooting numbers here in this game. So Navy ends up shooting over 42% from the floor. They hit 6 of 30 from 3. Boy, Navy, they struggled from the free throw line, just 11 of 27, although the one that mattered that was went in, or that went in, was that one by Wes Anderson, of course, at the end, being the difference in a 79-78 win for Navy. And then some of the shooting numbers for Team Gold, they shot 29 of 84 in the game, 34.5% from the floor, 8 of 38 from 3, that's 21%, and Gold 60% at the line, they were 12 out of 20. as Gold posted two players in double figures. You mentioned Geiger out of Troy, the lone double-double here today, 15 points, 11 rebounds, and then Colin Shaughnessy of Axtell finishing the night with 11 points and 5 rebounds as well. How about the two teams combining for 106 rebounds? 54 rebounds total for Navy, 52 for Team Gold. Some of the other numbers in this game, 9 turnovers for Gold, 10 turnovers for Team Navy. Again, the assist numbers, not very high. It's a lot of one-on-ones and 6 assists for each team. And we'll continue our postgame here. We'll go through some of the numbers in a moment, but we go down to Justin Fluke again on the sideline here in the postgame.
I got Hunter Ingerman of Troy with me from the Gold All-Stars. And, Hunter, tell me what it was like today. How'd you enjoy the experience here at the All-Star game?
It was pretty fun playing with all the people I've played throughout my whole high school. Being actually to play with them instead of going against them, it's pretty cool.
Great year at Troy, great career at Troy. What stands out as maybe one of your favorite Trojan memories in your athletic career there?
Probably the Hiawatha game the first time this year, triple overtime. That's probably the loudest game I've ever been a part of, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that one was definitely wild for sure. So tell us about your future plans. What's next for you?
I'm going to Missouri Western for engineering.
Excellent. So a lot of brains. You're a smart guy, right? Well, congratulations on the game here today, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you.
That's Hunter Ingerman of Troy. Might be able to catch a couple other guys that we haven't had a chance to interview yet. I'll keep you guys posted.
All right, we'll continue on. Hunter Ingerman finishing the game for Team Gold. He had 7 points, played 20 minutes, hit 3 of 6 from the floor. As the kind of festivities post-game going on right now, again, the initial thoughts, KP, on what we saw in the boys' game. Fantastic. We knew it would be 79-78. Again, Navy winning this game here today.
Yeah, again, I just thought that Earl represented their school so well today. It was a nice game through and through. A lot of players who reached double digits. And tell you what, Laird, he did a great job today. You mentioned that he led 15 points there on the side for Team Navy. He went 6-7 from the field, so he had a really impressive game overall. But overall, what I really liked to see that went really well was the chemistry. As the game went on, you just saw so much chemistry develop through both teams, and you saw the way that they were running the offenses. They were very efficient, and they kept things very clean. And, of course, the other thing I really liked was the dribble and drive, just the attack inside the paint. I feel like both teams crashed the board really hard, and that's what's most important. Both teams played very hard through and through, and I just think in a lot of elements it felt like a state-level basketball game.
Now another interview here post-game. The winning team in Navy, 79-78. One of Hiawatha's best. Ethan Morton on the sideline there with Justin.
Well, Ethan, I'm pretty sure this is maybe your first All-Star game. You're 1-0 undefeated in All-Star games. How does it fit, man? How'd you enjoy it today?
I had a great fun time, man. Be able to play against people you play against, you know. Feels great that you can be your teammate. You know, shout out Ben DeVader. Great shoot. I'm glad I was able to be on his team today. Wasn't as hot as usually is against us, but I was grateful to play with someone like him.
Got two other Hiawatha guys and, of course, Brady Jasper. And probably felt good just to get back out on the court. I know you had a phenomenal season. The last game, feel like you guys got robbed a little bit. But felt good to get back out here on the court today.
Oh, yeah, I felt good. You know, I feel a little bit out of shape, honestly, though. But, you know, it feels good to put the shoes back on, you know, get ready for the next step.
Well, you left it on the line. What did you do? You bowled out like 28 points in that sub-state game.
Yeah. Hey, being short, Braylon, you know, I realized, you know, I was going to have to be a great leader in that game. You know, I did everything I could, left it all on the court. I'm glad, you know, it sucked when we came up short, but I couldn't do it with any other team. I love those guys.
What about the season, man? Like, looking back at it, this is going to be a year that Hiawatha basketball has talked about for decades down the road. I mean, you have to be so proud and kind of the turnaround, if you will, and the way you were able to make it all happen this year.
Yeah, man, it was a great season. Everybody talks about it. It's going to be a really good season for us, you know, but I'm just grateful. I think they do great things next year and the years to come, you know. They're middle schoolers, so that is a really good year this year. League champs, they lost the last game in the little championship game, but they still got league champs. So the future's bright for Hiawatha.
I knew that your dad was pretty good on the mic, but you're pretty good, man, too. You got some passion, and, maybe you consider a broadcasting career or something. You're
right. I know I'm media trained now ever since that Sports in Kansas interview. I thought I'd be really good in it.
Yeah, I know where you can get some experience if you take that route.
All right, I appreciate it. So
good luck, man.
Thank you.
That's Ethan Morton of Hiawatha, guys. Back to you.
Yeah, great stuff on the mic there. Ethan Morton, he did fall out 28 points in that sub-state championship game. Obviously, the loss to Heritage Christian, you know, we touched up on it. That Hiawatha team, really both girls and boys, thought could have made some run and some noise at the state level. But You know, both teams coming up a little bit short. You know, Hiawatha boys, you know, they lose Braylon Steven Morgan, arguably their best player. You know, he earned, you know, obviously first team all league and some all state recognition as well. Obviously they had an opportunity in that game, but Ethan Morton, you know, quiet scoring wise in this game, but you could always see his presence on the floor. Shout out Matt Morton, of course, his dad, who does stuff for the Hiawatha channel.
Yeah, no, everyone did a great job in this matchup. And it's not like we didn't have anyone here who won a state championship, but everyone fought really hard this season. They left it all out on the floor this year in their postseason, and that's what's really important there, whether they were state runner-up or whatever their finish was in the season, whether it got to state or not. They fought really hard as a team, as a collective group, and every year you get to see all those kind of emotions come back one more final time here for these guys, and that's what makes it really all special.
Continuing our post-game here, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games. Again, appreciate Kirk Hillman in studio, Justin on the floor. We got KPBT with you. Again, the girls' final, Gold pulling away in the girls' game, winning it 66-46. But here in the boys' game, it was much more competitive and close. Came down to the wire. A free throw by Wes Anderson, lifting Team Navy to a 79-78 victory. Well, we're good on spots. Everything in between should be good to go. And appreciate everyone helping out here today. Again, these replays of these broadcasts will be available later on the website, msdsports.net. But final thoughts here, KP, before we wrap things up. Again, a 20-point win on the girls' side for Team Gold. Ultimately, a split. Navy in the boys' game, 79-78.
Yeah, all I can say is that 40th annual, it was an incredible year on both on the boys' and on the girls' side. Girls' game, just like last year, really competitive. Great to see Jasper. Glad that she was able to get that win there on that one. And then also on the boys' side, I'm glad that this one was a real competitive one through and through, and both teams played a very hard to the very end. That's what's very important here. And I think I can reiterate everything I've said up to this point. Everyone's played hard. Everyone's played really good. But, you know, everyone's going to look for that next step, whether it's, you know, they're going to go to college to play basketball or baseball, whatever sport they're going to do. They're going to do great things. And all these athletes here, you can show it, their class, their sportsmanship, their humbleness, their humility, everything out here on the floor. It's really incredible what these athletes have been able to accomplish up to this point.
Well, it's been a lot of fun here today. Of course, everyone's still kind of hanging around and getting pictures and showing the love for the players here today. It was certainly a lot of fun. Well, we're going to be right back on the air tomorrow afternoon. Our high school baseball broadcast schedule gets underway. We'll be over in Ozaukee, one of the better fun spots to do a baseball game. Jeff West and Hiawatha will be our first baseball broadcast tomorrow. We'll have that first game of the doubleheader beginning at 4:30. Both those teams are off to 2-0 starts after league sweeps here on Thursday afternoon. So we're right back on the air here on KMZA tomorrow for some high school baseball with Jeff West hosting Hiawatha. Again, can't thank Justin Fluke enough, Kirk Hillman in studio, Crendon, everyone here for the Highland side of it, all the workers here today. We appreciate the hospitality. It was once again a fun and great atmosphere today for now the 40th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball Games, which are now in the books. Again, the girls' final, Gold winning at 66-46. The Navy win in the boys' contest. That final was 79-78. For everyone involved, thank you so much. I'm Brandon Tabman. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you tomorrow for some high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.